This episode of the
Gay Guys Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guys Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey,
and with a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period generation period ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm a fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy.
Number 274.
274.
It is Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, sir.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday, sir.
What's up? Tuesday.
Tuesday it is.
It is Tuesday. It's not Wednesday.
This is not Wednesday this week.
We don't have 3 beautiful women in here. Like we normally do. Oh, wait, that was just last week, wasn't it?
Just last week. It's not like a weekly thing.
We don't have any tacos. We don't have chicken sandwiches.
Nope.
We don't have boobs.
Unfortunately.
Nope. Well, we do have boobs, but...
Yeah. Man,
but
boobs.
We have moobs.
Yeah.
But we got t-shirts, alcohol, Jaeger. Like, I'm seeing Jaeger.
Like,
I'm seeing
this is like Johnny Walker. Yeah.
Like a full bar just opened up here.
It's like, no more podcast. We're going to play bar.
So this if you're driving through the neighborhood and need a drink,
come on by.
Come on by.
If you
can get one to go,
to
take home with you, to drive around with.
That's correct.
To drive around.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. just come on over.
So
we just offended Mad.
Make sure you drive around the schools.
Yes.
Drink as much as you can and drive around the schools. Oh, wait, they're not in session yet, so that's
not
as brutal.
Isn't that what we did in high school?
That is exactly what we did in
high school.
In
the high school, like, summed up right there.
With guns in our truck, too.
Yes. It was. Well, guns are allowed still, but
yeah,
it was more fun when they weren't, I think.
And we were fucked up.
We kind of were.
I don't see many gun racks these days anymore.
That's the thing that's funny is when you talk to teenagers now that are going to school and you tell them stories of, yeah, I got in a fist fight in the middle of class during a test. And they're like, what?
You can't do that. You go to jail.
Did you go to jail?
Shocking.
No, man, we had
you
fights
didn't
all
have
the time.
Charges pressed against you.
Well, when the teacher slammed me down on the ground, I didn't tell and cry. I just took my ass whooping and just
went
about my business.
I had a teacher in the third grade give me 5 licks, And now back then, you were only supposed to give three.
Was it a chick?
And my ass. Yo.
She licked your ass hard?
His ass was licked.
That's the first time I had my salad tossed.
You are so going right the opposite direction of how this thing kind of went and the participants.
But when you replay it in your mind.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'll let you imagine that it was some hot Jennifer Aniston looking teacher that just, wow.
Oh. Wait.
But it wasn't like that.
You went to a school
all.
Where all your teachers weren't 8 to 10s?
No, yeah. This was in Palestine, Texas, sir.
Oh, you need. You
they don't grow them like that.
There were mean old ladies there.
She was going to school in the city.
And I don't think she had been to lunch yet, so she was
she was hungry.
Angry.
She was angry. Yeah. Yeah. She took it out on you?
Yeah.
I want my Salisbury
and
steak.
Then, and then what was worse was my mom made me, like, had to take pictures of my ass and send them to her friends because I don't.
Wonderful.
She's like, look at this. Look what happened.
Borderline.
Well, how did they do it when they didn't have the face?
It was bruised up. It was bruised up. No, she thought we were going to win the lottery. She was like, oh, we're suing on this.
She did win the lottery when she put it up on those pedo sites.
She did. They didn't have websites back then, though, unfortunately. This was like 1989.
So they just mailed them to her?
You filthy bastard.
She put them up on those Telnet message boards.
They had to use Ravens.
I will send this ass pic by Raven.
My son's ass pic.
Game of Thrones style.
So we got a lot of voices in here tonight.
Right on.
We're going to introduce our guest. It's Leroy the Prophet.
Yeah.
What's up?
The rock band, not the prophet.
Right.
Not the actual prophet.
Not religious.
Not religious.
We haven't
come to spread the good news.
We just have something to say.
And not the dollar.
If you're looking for direction in your celestial life,
look to.
Don't come here. This is not the place to come.
If you want to send...
This is what you get the Temple of Eye, though, man. Maybe they do some good things there. No.
If you want to send some contributions to the show, we will accept those, and we will pray on your behalf.
Yes.
So it's funny that you said that, because we got some contributions on right now.
We do have some contributions on.
Oh, tithing.
We do.
We got gifts. We got more
than... A few weeks ago, we were hit up by a company out of Austin.
I don't know.
Named Victor Wrench.
Yeah, I think they're... I think they're deep state.
Oh.
They move around.
They move
they
around. They gotta keep relocating.
But their websites kick ass.
Yes. And they sent us some paraphernalia to
wear.
They're a new sponsor of our show.
There you go.
They are a sponsor of our show. It's victorwrench.com if you want to go check it out. They got shirts, hoodies. They got other apparel. They got stickers, decals, all kinds of cool stuff.
They even have morale patches when they're in stock. And they kick ass.
What do they do? Did we figure
they drink.
It out? That's what they do?
They drink and they make clothes.
They drink craft beers and send us clothes. It's the Patriot counterculture is what it's called.
It's like,
and they dominate. I don't want to fuck with these people.
We dominate.
It's like punk rock military apparel, kind of. Like they have an old school pinup look to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
But like that. Here,
still a little
look at Dustin's. It's right here.
But I'm sweating like crazy.
Tattoo style, like Sailor
Jerry.
That's
why I wore black.
Yeah, that's way better. I should have wore black. I'm sweating
guns,
like
golds, and guitar. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is pretty badass because it's got the Grim Reaper hanging himself.
These guys would sponsor an event like a Chasing Antifa Fucker Down type event or something.
And we shoot them in the head with a tear gas.
And we just lost our endorsement.
And thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
These guys probably would, though.
Yeah, they actually would. They got some cool visuals on their website. We're going to probably be wearing their gear out and about. You can feature.
I wore one of the shirts
shirt.
To the show I played this weekend, and it raised quite an eye down around Houston. And
was it the night vision goggles
was
shirt?
Very talked about. No, it was the one that says, may the bridges I burn light my way.
Yeah, that's my. Yeah, I want the hoodie like that. They have a hoodie that's a lot like that. And
I want that. Since I'm now sucked into this world of airsoft.
Oh, you're in airsoft. Nice.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I am sucked in.
You can
in.
Shoot, but you can't die. That's
thanks
nice.
To other bandmates and the spectacle, I am now sucked into the world of airsoft. I thought I was just going to go play bass, but then I was like, you have to buy guns, and you have to buy a lot of guns, and we have to all go out and shoot each other.
And this is full on.
We should
now.
Try this.
And this is full on.
I'm
like,
game.
So are you a sniper?
I'm game.
I got enough for everybody.
What are you doing out there? What are you doing out there? Are you a sniper he asked? Or
are there specializations?
Well, like this weekend, we're
going
to go.
You a flanker?
We're going to go break in this new place. It's an old Vietnam hotel out at, or Vietnam hospital out in Mineral Wells.
Hello.
And
who knew there was one there?
It's an old army base that was a helicopter army depot.
Yeah. You're gonna practice?
And no, it's now a full scenario event, and there's supposed to be hundreds of people out there fighting and playing. And we'll see.
I bet you're
taking a video.
Let's go. That sounds like something. So speaking of Victor Wrench, that they'd probably want to be involved.
That's
with.
What. Well, that's what I was getting to. Was
is going
to
get
they have
drag
this
them
badass
into it.
Morale patch on their site.
Yeah,
that's half AR-15, half ladies' legs.
We like ladies' legs, and we like AR-15.
So how do I get into the awesome. Airsoft game? Like I,
gun leg.
I'm kind of yeah. getting. How do, like, what do I need?
How do you know that?
I think you
been...
just have to spend like $1,000 on a gun.
No,
or go rent one.
It's not $1,000 for a
it's
gun.
It's an airsoft gun. I guess yeah. the Trader's Village one wouldn't be good, right?
No.
Try.
No, that, like,
well, it shoots Nerf balls. Right?
So I'd just be better just throwing rocks.
I'll tell you what. No, mine.
I don't think you can throw rocks.
I've got an M4.
You would win if you could throw
and
rocks.
And I can put any AR-15 part on it.
An Except airsoft. We're talking about the airsoft, like tunk, little
Nerf.
Rubber beak, like,
rubber
ding,
BB.
Ding,
but mine is programmable for 3-shot, 5-shot, fully automatic, semi-automatic.
Listen to this.
Can you call in an airstrike?
You can swoop through it. It's.
Can
I
you call an airstrike
call,
in?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
So we're just running around tagging each other with BBs.
And then I have a Beretta 1911 that is nice. Semi-auto with blowback, so it functions
yeah.
just like a regular gun would.
Is there any muzzle flash?
And then you flip it down, and it will go fully automatic.
Is there a muzzle flash?
That's crazy.
So you got to spend $1,000 a gun?
No.
Yeah.
No okay.
Oh, you can build
here's
your
what,
own.
Here's what you guys should
$100
do.
$100 a gun.
The Spectacle needs to load up, go to DFW, get on an elevator, wear suits, and then go, no Russian.
And see how long
you last.
So how do you know when you're out on those things? You
just get
it's an honor system.
There's
or
a bell.
Like, oh, no. Shit, I'm done.
Everything blows open, like a real gun does.
So it's not an honor system? You have to die?
Oh, you mean when you're shot?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. You feel it. I thought you meant when you're
well,
out
yeah,
of ammo.
I know, but
oh,
like,
you see, you can't
well, I think
it.
You go,
like,
I'm
saying,
out.
Good question.
No, like,
oh, that one got me.
Like in paintball, you've got a,
yeah,
you get
a splatch.
Hit, and you're done.
So what is it
and
you
that,
do?
Well, back when I would play it, you just kept shooting them until they finally gave up saying, I'm done.
If they didn't, yeah, if they
shoot
didn't
them
do
the
honor
system.
I mean, when you're shooting 600 feet per second BBs
in the neck,
it starts hurting a little
bit. Wait a second.
It does. It puts whelps up, you know.
We just found out that
you're like, I
want to
take a break.
I didn't even know you were into this. Wow.
I've got like 10 guns.
You do?
Metal. Yeah,
CO2. Holy
shit.
You do? See this?
Are
we
you
just,
into it?
I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I ain't played it in like 8 years.
But
yeah.
Let's bring those to rehearsal.
Well,
bring those to rehearsal next time and we'll see.
All right, yeah.
He
we'll
sounds like
him.
A country John 5.
He is.
Like he looks like John 5, except he's country.
He's a country singer
awesome.
On the side.
Right, yeah, but
that's a good thing.
I just noticed.
That means you get laid a lot, probably. You probably get laid the most.
Yes, well, I got a wife, so yeah.
Got to kill
just
her.
By her.
Got to kill her with the aunt, the airsoft. Take her out. This is for your own good.
There's nothing soft about Colin.
Nothing. Gabe, you would know.
So
yes,
why'd you quit playing?
Why'd
the
I
airsoft,
quit
yeah.
I just lost just touch with people who played.
Well, now you got somebody. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to this Vietnam
Saturday,
hotel
this Saturday out in Mineral Wells. It's
Vietnam
be,
hotel.
It's gonna be nuts. It's their grand opening, so like they're expecting a bunch of people to come out. They did a soft game 2 months ago, like just to see how everything would work out, and like 200 people showed up.
Whoa!
And it turned into. It's
they weren't ready
four
for
or five
it?
Stories. No, it turned into chaos.
Yeah,
like just
people
going
shooting
nuts,
like crazy.
Throwing grenades, throwing smoke,
calling in airstrikes,
calling in airstrikes.
That'd be awesome. Any suicide?
Do you have kill streaks?
Bombers?
Any kill streaks? Like, do you get a,
it's funny you say
you get
that?
A blowjob
there was
or something
one?
For a kill streak.
So there's videos like they have claymores. Like they
oh
actually,
no doubt
they have
yeah
claymores.
They do.
They have
BB claymores.
They have
yeah.
203s that can snap on the bottom of your you know
crazy.
Your M16 or your M4. You can. Shoot grenades.
No,
they have a rocket launcher. I have no idea how that works, but it shoots
a like
projectile
a,
out and
like
blows
a
BBs
javelin,
everywhere.
Like a plastic bowling ball or something.
It looks like it's a regular RPG.
Just
it's
like
freaking crazy.
It's made of PVC.
How much but does something like that cost? A
airsoft,
$100
launcher.
Everything's around $100 to $300, $400.
I guess my next question, obviously, can you drop a tactical nuke?
That's a good question. Like, if you get the 30
that's next
kill streak,
level.
What,
yeah, get 30
what would
kill
be
streak.
A tactical nuke of airsoft? Like,
yeah, what would that be?
Does it just melt on you
that's
a little
good,
bit? Or
but that's a good
slime,
question. Agent
like a
Orange.
A bunch of oil or
do you
something?
Get the flu for the next day?
You
like, you just feel great. You got a 24-hour bug or something?
You just walk up to the field with a giant spotlight and shine everybody with it and go, okay, it's over. That's the last thing you see.
So how do you see, who wins in these giant battles? Like everybody's laying out on the field, I guess?
I'll tell you.
No, when you're hit, you got to walk out. And depending on the game, you can respawn or you're just out till the next round.
Isn't that how they do it, though? They go, I'm out. Yeah, I got hit. You just kind of raise your hand.
And well, and a lot of people have like red lights on their helmets, or they have red bandanas
that
they
pull
out to signify they're
dead.
So you know
all
of
this,
huh? Shot a million times.
I've never done it on this scale.
you're about to, I think.
A backyard warrior.
Well, we need to hurry up and play the show on Saturday then, so I can go have some
That's
real
right,
fun,
dude. Yeah? We're gonna play early and then head out to airsoft BB warfare.
It's pretty crazy, but what I was getting to, you said the suicide thing.
Yeah, suicide.
So there
vest.
Was a guy.
You're kidding me, right? Hang on, let's hear this.
So they got a big field up in Denton. They got a big field in Denton, one in Waxahachie. The one in Waxahachie is like 300 acres or some crap. The one in Denton, I think, is 45. And they were playing a game where they were taking prisoners. Well, they took this guy prisoner, but they didn't take his grenades off of him.
So he got all of them.
So when he was sitting in the jail cell, he just pulled all the pins and ran out and let them pop on his chest and killed everybody in the room.
That's one way to win.
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah. You win. Boom. He suicided and
didn't
killed
Bon Jovi wrote it, going down in the blaze of glory.
There you go.
Did you hear?
That's all I would hear doing that.
Not to change subjects too far, but did you hear about this interview with Bin Laden's family that happened recently on for The Guardian? Some kind of, is it a streaming network or something that they put out?
Well,
it wasn't a U.S. publication or anything.
The Guardian
website,
has video stuff too. They have written stuff and video
did
stuff.
Did you hear any of that thing?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Did you hear him talk about his son? How his son's like about to avenge and he's like, he's been missing and he's like the most wanted. Junior Bin
Second
Laden.
Second in command of Al Qaeda now.
And he married. They think he married one of the other co-conspirators of 9/11, whoa, like the daughter. No, the daughter of one of
the
guys
airplane
that got killed,
guys?
I guess, or someone that's been killed. I think
that's wonderful.
But anyway, they say that he's gone dark. Like they don't know where he's at. Right
the last
now.
They know is that he was running around with the second. It was Bin Laden's second in command that took over Al Qaeda. And he was running around with him.
It's a very interesting interview, though, because they're interviewing his mom, his other brothers, and it sounds like they are very upset. Like they're not over it. They're upset. Yeah. They can't. They're all nervous and stuff about what's their family and they feel bad and everything. Of course,
college changed him.
When he came to American college, right?
Well, yeah,
that's what changed me.
He probably ran into he probably ran into this asshole at like UNT or something at probably one of your shows.
He was at
probably a Leroy the Prophet show at Rick's or Andy's, and he was
an
asshole to him. And he's like, "Fuck these Americans."
He got a
butt hurt.
Bin Laden did have a semester at UNT, didn't he? He was a Screaming Eagle for a bit. I heard.
Was he?
I think. Wasn't
say it all serious
UTA.
Like that? Yeah, it just made it true.
You thought, I think UTA right? Had some.
Did he?
There was like someone getting investigated at UTA. I thought that
he
had
played
something to do with
outside
it.
Defensive lineman.
He was in the UTA wheelchair basketball team, so nobody knew who he was.
UTA's basketball team's not bad.
Hey, the wheelchair team is badass too, though. I went to school too. Yeah,
at UTA.
Yeah,
yeah. I went to UNT. We were bad. Our football team.
Dentonites.
We all are good now. What? We've had several bowl games.
Yeah, we're not in the.
Just
we're
because
not.
They're the Krusty Frito Bowl or whatever, and the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Bowl.
I would say we're not like back when we had Mean Joe Green stat, like back then, but we're like, instead of a ha, we're like a right now. We're like,
don't worry.
The American Standard Bowl.
Nobody cares about the moving map, so you guys are better off. Haven't got a UNT.
You know, UTA, I mean, used to have football back in the day.
When was this?
Like
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Way before my time.
I think it's way before any of us were walking the earth.
I think they up until about
leather
5 years ago or so, they
leather helmets.
I think they still had the stadium out there at UTA.
It was
the Mavericks.
It was a potato.
Yeah. Didn't they go?
That's where Arlington High plays football.
When Jake comes in, I think Jake's going to come in towards the end of this month.
The goal line.
We can ask him, but I'm pretty sure UTA made it to the made it pretty far in the and the NCAA tournament a few years ago, too.
They may have. Have y'all been out there for a Dallas Wings game, the WNBA?
I don't follow sports.
WNBA.
Well, he does. He's a soccer guy. That's probably closest to sports.
Oh, guess where we were last week.
Where?
We were at the Barcelona Roma.
You went to that big.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
See, it's coming, right? It's getting bigger around here, which is a good thing, right?
I mean, yeah, people are getting more starters, into
it. It was cool because
the chance.
It's a total different vibe. This is what I was telling my dad. It's total different vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Same location, different vibe than a football game. And you actually don't have to deal with a bunch. Like, there are douches, but it's not surrounded by people that are pissed off because
we were the douches.
Identified.
I think we got some audio from that.
I think we do show that I need to from pull the soccer. Apart.
But anyway, there's no bunch of, you know, that typical Dallas Cowboy fan that's fucking just they get too drunk. They spent too much money on the ticket. We're losing by the middle of the first quarter.
They've been drinking since noon, and the game is at 7.
Yeah, they keep getting off like riled up at their wife. They're like, no, we're going nowhere. We're staying here the whole goddamn time.
And if they don't win, I'm beating your ass.
You're gonna beat you later. Home. Go get me some nachos and some Miller Lite.
I'm about to have to beat you later.
That sounds like a good woman. No, I'm kidding.
That sounds like Looney's mom.
It sounds like a good date to a Cowboys game.
The football
game. Can we turn his mic off now?
The football game was awesome. I had a good time. I thought it was badass,
I had a great time.
Like, people were cheering for both teams, like us.
It looks like fun, yeah.
My team won.
I've not been to a big game like
that. The Roma Romans.
Well, that's what we did. We went down the row right at kickoff and went, who's going to win? And you and I went Roma.
Yeah.
And Dante.
Yeah.
And everybody else went Barcelona.
Yeah.
Arbitrary pick of teams.
That's because everybody's going Barcelona because they're assuming they're starters.
Right.
There. But
which
not.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. This was like 16 and 17 year olds, I think, that they ended up playing. But it was still cool to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It was real fun to
watch.
Level is you know anything about soccer?
What it is right now. So.
Which I want to go out to, is it Plano or Frisco and see FC Dallas play?
Yeah, it's a little different or whatever. But
yeah, I think
we got one in Fort Worth now, too.
Oh, we do?
The Vaqueros.
I'm sorry?
The Vaqueros?
Yeah.
Los.
Los
got you.
We'll go ahead and translate it. Yeah.
They play at that stadium right across from Casa Mignana.
Yeah.
Sweet, man. Yeah, we should go do a show.
We could.
Maybe we could team up with that that rock star down there. Well, Jeffrey Lord.
We could. And I think the Pirate broadcast those shows live.
Oh yeah. Think we could get on air?
Yeah.
Do a little play by play. Telemundo, caliente, chingo sa picho
otto. Ese, I am a dos ese.
Guys, this just didn't work out.
Oh.
What we thought?
La Pantera.
There you go. So, the Vaqueros game.
You remember that?
Yeah. Let's set it up.
Why
do you have. Okay, so while we're shooting the shit. I've got another. I don't understand this thing about men that look like me, like fat asses that don't need to be wearing spandex. Why do they continue? Like they've been
wear
the butt of jokes.
Want. Wait a minute.
You mean
true.
At the games?
Where are we
at the game?
These spandex?
But this
go,
no,
fellas.
Riding over here on
own who you are
for the game or for the podcast. This dude was on a mountain bike. Wasn't even a 10 speed. Wasn't even like a Tour de France bike. It was just a fucking like huffy like.
That's sexy, man. Like
you got to cut back on the drag.
I don't get it. Do you still cut back on the drag when you're 275 pounds?
At least a little bit,
right?
Look, you're already carrying 275 pounds.
That
brightens my day. When I drive down the street and I see that gentleman who has the balls to rock that outfit, that just brightens my day. I get so
I gotta say, you can't give him crap for it.
Was that you,
Looney?
Tell the truth. Yeah. Was that you? It was him.
It was him
on the way over.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't him.
But I would.
Yes, he would.
What happens with him is you don't wear underwear, shorts, and flip-flops while working, takes his shirt off, puts a cowboy hat on, and goes and tries to lift big rocks. Man, it just ain't a sight you really want to see.
Hilarious.
That's what he does.
That's hilarious.
Kind of genius.
Those old ladies pay extra for that shit.
Sell tickets.
This is going to be a loud show, isn't it?
Yep.
Sell them tickets.
Yeah. So this was what was weird is the lady got involved too. They were both wearing matching
spandex
uniforms and stuff.
What's weird is when you see these guys on.
It wasn't too much. It wasn't too
hot. They're out riding bikes, but they're in a full bicycle outfit.
Yeah.
The spandex from head to toe.
Nice.
But it's like a quadruple XL
yeah
suit, and you're like,
Maybe ride a little bit.
Yeah.
Slim down and then.
If you're
going to
go,
on,
go all the way. Did they have the lock in shoes that lock into the bike?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I didn't notice that. And they didn't have the Mac, the fist.
I don't know what that is. The fist seat is just permanently inserted.
Right.
The fist seat.
Is it what, was it a fist? I'm talking about It's Always Sunny, the one where he had the bike and he's like, they're in the arbitration room. He had the bike and it was either a fist or
the,
it was
the
a
jackass
dong.
Thing with the.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Same shit.
Same bit.
Same shit. Different day.
So, yeah, I do have something here in the show notes I want to get out of the way real quick.
You have one thing.
Oh,
one
sorry.
Thing.
Go ahead, man. Sorry. Ahead.
You have one thing and
get
then
started.
The band.
One thing. One thing. And I want to get out of the way because a lot of people have been, like, shooting me messages and are asking me, like, are you and Matt scared? Are you and Matt worried? And it's the whole thing that went down over the last 2 days with Alex Jones and getting all his material
taken
pulled off
Facebook and
off Facebook,
iTunes.
iTunes.
No way, man.
They pulled all of his
Spotify.
Shit down.
They pulled YouTube. Yeah. They pulled everything down.
Yeah.
He's no
like
longer.
Every Silicon Valley company in America just pulled his shit.
Pulled all his podcasts down, all his video casts down, everything. Because they are citing hate speech in their policy.
Jeez.
And the reason I've gotten into a conversation about this with a few people, and I look at it from a broader perspective. Screw Alex Jones. We've talked about him on the show a few times, and we make kind of fun of him because of how out of control he is.
Yeah,
he's way over the top. But it's the
free speech.
I look at it more at the free speech aspect that these companies are limiting free speech, and you have a company like Apple whose slogan all through the 90s was think differently or think different is now
the specter of 1984, right? And now they are doing the same thing, right?
It's
same as the book.
They pull down someone that does speak differently, say things differently, and the whole purpose of free speech living in this country is you should be able to say what you want to.
I agree with that.
And not, you know, sure, you'll get repercussions. Your repercussions should be from social around you. Mm-hmm. Not, it should not be a decision upon the Silicon Valley companies to make.
So,
although they have policies in place, and I understand that, they have policies that are there, but they're effectively censoring someone that is expressing their opinion. Yeah. And they, even though they don't agree with that opinion, or with that thought process. Well,
did Facebook rip them down too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
See,
okay, so
here's what I'm thinking. This is a golden opportunity for some Texas fucking company to be like, okay, if that's the way we're going to do things, well, guess what? I'm starting Redneck Facebook or whatever, or Alex Jones book. Like, start another company and say, fuck you, we'll start a social network.
You'll have those outlets, right? But essentially those big companies nowadays and those outlets are like the libraries, right, nowadays.
Well, that's the thing is like, okay, Apple, the way Apple, those that don't understand how podcasting works, is Apple pretty much owns the podcasting entity in itself, but they don't host the shows.
Right.
Like our show is hosted on our own server. iTunes is a directory. They point to your server. People go to iTunes to find podcasts. They find something they like. They click on the link. That link takes them to our server to listen to. So they don't host anything. So them taking him down is just deleting him from their directory.
Right, right.
Spotify's the same thing, the way they set up. And Stitcher will grab, once you upload, they will grab a cached copy and put it on their servers.
Right.
So that way, if anything ever happens to your server, it's still up through their service. The YouTube, of course, whenever you upload anything, it goes to Google servers, their own. But it's kind of, we're letting Silicon Valley companies dictate and censor what's your content.
This
and
has been going on.
But didn't they make that? So what we need to do is to create.
Well, that's what he was saying.
Well, and Alex Jones has his own network. There's no problem. The guy makes, they're averaging, his network alone, InfoWars and all that, makes about $74 million a year. And that's not my argument, is boo on him. Oh, we need to find somewhere for him to go. It's future stuff for other podcasts that aren't as big,
or
anybody
else,
that somebody puts a complaint in, and all of a sudden
we're
going to
get ripped.
And they're like, okay, well,
you guys yeah. have hate speech.
What have you heard what Joe Rogan said about any of it?
Not yet. He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done anything yet. So here's another thing. I wonder if this was a kind of a duck goose scenario where you have all these that you have Spotify and iTunes and YouTube and all these people that one of the like someone like let's say for instance YouTube ripped him and said we're taking him down because of this and all the other companies were like we don't want to get caught holding the bag here
yeah.
so let's all like and that's what happened
together.
Surely well, this is not something.
It's probably something when Apple pulled them down. Everybody went, "Whoa!"
Yeah, you move away. YouTube,
so they're not on the iTunes.
YouTube
podcast
only took
app.
Down a couple of his shows, like four of his shows a couple of weeks ago.
Right. And Facebook yeah. the same way. Right.
And the Facebook did the things, same thing. Yeah. And then, as of yesterday, they took everything down. Yeah. Yeah. They just rolled it all down. And it's you know, like I said, screw Alex Jones and what he does. It's more of the thought of. These companies have this control because mm-hmm. Apple is the largest electronics. Mm-hmm. You know, they have changed the way we all do things in our life. Yeah. They've changed the way
from beginning to end, like top to bottom.
Their monetary power, yeah. right? I mean, they just crossed a trillion dollars. And
yeah. They have effectively yeah. killed the music industry. Mm-hmm. They have effectively
brought it back.
Killed
I believe that
the print industry, the books
yeah.
and
yeah.
print industry. They have... completely changed the entire cell phone market and right. world. They're a major player in this. YouTube is the source for video content.
Right.
You get when you that's slang, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go YouTube something. I'm gonna go.
Well, they're the ones.
You know, I'm gonna go watch something on YouTube.
Aren't they the original just, service that took all the different type of files and like?
But YouTube like, has became the big
YouTube
yeah. record label.
They're,
yeah,
they're
like
the
YouTube's
biggest
like
one.
A
music
record label
and everything
that
yeah.
you want to get signed to.
Yeah, they just they're the.
YouTube is an open casting call. Just yeah. to, here I got something to say. Throw it out there.
And Facebook is the largest social media platform by far. So you have those three entities knocking people down. You know that's where people go for stuff.
If
you go there for the hardware,
yeah.
You know, in the apps, you go here for the videos, you yeah. go here for social media.
Yeah.
If those three take you down, you're pretty much
and it's not because you have to or you want to, but it's the thing, right? It's the most available, easiest
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
See, I think Silicon Valley, the companies too, yeah. have, they're the ones that are the snakiest in all this new 5 years of movements and stuff. And let me tell you why.
They have too much control on stuff.
They have too much control, but they also play both sides of the fence.
We
that's
give
what's
them
aggravating.
That control, though.
They'll tell you.
We pay attention to it.
Like, yeah, Facebook will tell you, hey, we're all for everyone expressing all their opinions and stuff because we want to appeal to the left and all the people that are fighting for human rights and stuff.
Well,
and
most of these companies are left companies.
But then they'll come back. But then they'll come back and say, oh, you made this comment about this anti-Semitic comment. Well, you know what? Comment. And but we're gonna let you ride. We're cool with you too. Like it's almost like they play both sides of the fence when it's convenient for them and their company. I think Silicon Valley is some of the scummiest people we have in our country right
now. It's some of the scariest stuff, the weight they pull. And one of the things that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago now, is the Spotify deal when they started removing
yeah.
artists that were
had legal trouble or something?
If they have ever had an allegation of sexual misconduct or abuse, they were going to pull their music off of Spotify.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Spotify got a ton of backlash against that. Apple stayed quiet. Spotify had a ton of backlash, and Spotify backed off of it. They put all the artists back up. Now, Apple's a company, though, that can go, we're going to take them down, and we don't give a fuck. Because why? We just broke $1 trillion.
Yeah, I mean, we got enough money.
We're the biggest company in America,
yeah.
period.
Yeah.
And we don't care. And yeah. there's more musicians that come to us because iTunes is the biggest online retailer.
Yeah.
They could pull it off. And if they started doing this with, you know, their policy for podcast mirrors the music policy
right.
for music content.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to pull Alex Jones off for, like, hate speech or anything, you know, that they don't agree with,
right.
they should do it to music. And can you imagine, like, all
oh,
of a sudden,
gosh.
We're gonna
three quarters of the iTunes library is gone?
Yeah.
We're taking NWA down for...
But that's the thing. They're not going... Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's the problem right there. They're not going to do that. They have a double standard. They talk out of both sides of their mouth, and they play
system.
The fence.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. They don't need to be making these decisions. They need to do like they set out to and let the public decide what they want to listen to and what they don't want to listen to.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
They should allow the internet to be the internet.
Let me think tank you real quick then.
But here's the thing is Alex Jones is so polarizing. The only people that are going to come to his side are the people that are totally in his network.
Right.
There's not going to be people that are kind of like when Spotify started taking down the rappers and stuff for what they were singing or, you know, them getting in trouble, these legal allegations. There were musicians from other avenues, rock musicians, you know, blues, country musicians that started standing up for him. Yeah. Alex Jones, he's not going to have any outsiders stand up for him.
He swam out there by himself.
Because he is so polarizing.
Yeah. With this. Well,
but it's what I'm worried about is the future. You have these silicon companies that are now editing.
It's just like
censoring your news, your content.
It's just like the new editor, the corporate editor that New York Times just hired for tech or whatever. That girl, the Asian girl, she.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see her? You saw her a few of her tweets that she said and how she was just railing on white people. And then you saw that conservative black lady, Candace Owens, or I think that's her name.
Yeah.
Replace all the white with Jewish. She got banned for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And
she didn't. Mm-hmm.
It's they're picking and choosing. They talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah.
They play the oh, we're hippies and we're all for your rights when it's convenient for them. And then when it's not convenient for them or they need to go the other way, they'll flip it just like that. They waffle. They waffle just like that.
The meaning of free speech is you're able to speak whatever it is, right or wrong, good or bad. Mm-hmm. It should be up. And that's been my argument in every discussion I've had. It should not be up to the middleman, which is Apple, Spotify, Facebook. It should be up to the end user. Mm-hmm. The end user. It should be up to us.
The way it was designed.
Yeah.
Or
we
what
don't
we thought it was designed for.
You know, right here, we don't give a shit about Alex Jones.
Yeah. Dark web, I guess. Is that where we're talking about we got to go?
I don't think you have to go that far because, like, Alex Jones does
have his own network and everything.
And
yeah.
He's got his own studio set up. Like, his studio is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it almost sounds like, are we going to just take our toys and go home? Like,
well, that's what I was going to say.
He probably will. He's
let me
got
ask you this.
Sponsors
I'm
going to
take my toys and go home.
Let's enter the Jerry Jonestown Massacre think tank real quick.
Okay.
So it sounds like you're saying that these Silicon Valley companies, let's say iTunes and Apple, has too much power, is what you're saying, right? What do you think it would take for a company like iTunes or YouTube to just completely, like, get taken off the map completely?
You would have to nuke like 8 server farms. Seriously. Or so it would like have
a,
to be.
So a hack.
No,
is what you're
no,
saying.
You have to be cooler than them.
It would be World War III for them to go down. There's no stopping. You can't take the stuff
that's,
down.
See, that's the scary part.
But there's
that.
No taking down. They're just building better. If the America were capitalist, let's go build something better.
Do you think anyone at Facebook is
there's
scared?
Apple, here's the thing. It's like a lot of people could go, you know, Apple, you've taken all these bands down if they did this. Apple, you've taken all these bands down. We're pissed. We're angry. We're not going to buy your hardware. We're not going to buy your computers anymore. We're not going to buy anything off iTunes anymore. And then they go, and here's introducing the iPhone 12 with new blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I got to have it.
They forget about it.
They're right there. I've got
to
have a new phone.
Have
oh, my
to
God.
Create, you know, like you said, think tank.
They're too
we
big,
have
man.
To be smarter than...
So
and
do you think
create and be better?
So do you on the same on
American
the same note?
Right?
Do you think that Facebook is worried at all about their annual report, their quarterly report that came in a couple of weeks ago that said that they had taken one of the biggest hits?
If anybody out of all the companies here, this would be the falling. Spotify would die first.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Way easy because they are way, 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 way in the red.
They're more volatile. Yeah, for sure.
They're way in the red money-wise. Everybody says that. You know.
And they're not paying their artists properly and all of that.
No.
So they're on.
And
they're
when they went public, their stock
public
never
support
changed.
For
sucked.
Spotify could drain away in an instant.
Yeah. Gone.
As soon as somebody else steps up and says, here it is. You know,
so
in the right way.
They're the first to drop. The second would be Facebook. Facebook would drop. But YouTube's backed by Google money, and there's no stopping Apple.
Yeah.
Is there any stopping Google?
No.
I don't think
is
so.
There any
stuff
at
Microsoft?
What about Amazon?
All the stuff from Google has.
You
what about
to create something
hey,
better.
It's funny because you and I got in a conversation like this on the way home from a show from Dallas, and we were saying, what if the banking system, like someone hacked into the banking system and just shut it down, how much chaos it would cause. I also think
Fight Club scenario.
I think the same kind of chaos would bust out with Google. Because
oh, no, it would. Because
if Google went down,
you don't understand.
Google Docs.
This is the thing, is no one understands how much stuff is stored on Google servers.
Yeah.
That's day-to-day stuff. And how many of these companies, like, say, a Squarespace, actually
or Google-based.
Is a middleman on Google servers. If Google and Amazon,
everybody
like, if
would
these
be
Google,
lost.
If these Google servers go down, you're done.
So do you think if Google went down, Amazon
so
would go
stuff.
Down
how
automatically?
Much, well, you're talking about, like, let's talk about a local level, right here in this neighborhood, okay? The grocery store down the street is a Kroger. Kroger's shit, all their stuff is probably on a Google server. Their entire company is probably sitting on a Google server. Everything they, all their paperwork for shipping and receiving food and stuff. So you're talking about a grocery store chain gone. Mm-hmm. Same thing, Walmart's probably on there. This Winco's probably all their shit still on there. So every grocery store is down.
Yeah.
Every mom and pop company that's just fired something up that uses
in.
The internet, down. McDonald's, gone. These guys don't have their own servers. They rent the server space from these,
so
hopefully, these massive servers.
Hopefully
farms.
All these big companies and banks are keeping track of their books and their inventory and stuff with an abascus.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah, I bet you they do with an abascus.
No, they won't do that.
The most evil black metal band ever. Abascus.
Abacus.
All right, so that's my rant. I'm in. Screw it, Alex Jones. It's I fear.
No, don't
what
screw
this could
Alex Jones. He's. I like listening to his crazy ass thoughts sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta have like, that, man. It's entertaining. Yeah.
Well, no,
it's
like you
that
got
crazy history.
That's what I was gonna.
He's
bring
like
up.
That crazy history teacher that went to Vietnam, came back with his hell on fire, and would just yell at the class sometimes for something stupid.
Oh. Well, you know, you gotta have the balance. What's that lady in California? The the crazy
Cher?
No, the political lady in California that's crazy.
Oh, the Zakari or whatever?
A black lady.
Oh, no. Oh, Maxine Waters.
Maxine, for every Maxine Waters, you got to have an Alex Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You know, you got to balance it out.
All the way on either side. Well,
yeah.
You know, before we move on.
Words of wisdom.
What we're talking about, YouTube, everything is for entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, we're actually putting more stock in it than what it really is.
Yeah.
It was designed for entertainment. And how much energy we're putting in to be entertained back.
Yeah.
Somebody take notes.
If you want to think about this, though, so is sports.
Yeah.
And how much do these players
you
make
guys want
on
sport
a
again?
Football team?
Well, I get up and go to work, and I play in a band.
That's
entertainment.
Entertainment. I know how to entertain myself with my friends and
you
all you guys.
You built your career on an abascus.
I do, too. Yes. This palm right here. That's how I entertain myself, right here.
That's why we're releasing cassettes.
Hey, okay, there's...
Yeah. And that's how easy it
you know
really
what?
Is.
Before we move on...
What?
So, this all came down the line. You were checking out all these tech companies and these Silicon Valley companies. Is Pornhub and Elephant Tube okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Okay. Well, they are on Google servers.
Protected.
Let it be. Let it be.
Protected.
Let it be.
Okay.
Stamp of protection.
That's the quiet one we won't talk about.
The show.
But you're right. You gotta have access, and you got to have these people out there spouting this opinion so that way you can have the yin and the yang. You can have the the far right, the far left, the up and the down. You need this stuff out
there. That's the essential First Amendment.
And it should be up to us to decide. And, you know, we could be a country like the UK that has put laws in place that if you call someone stupid on social media, you can be fined or arrested. Like, they have these crazy slander and bully laws now that you can't say anything.
No, remember that?
At
isn't there a dude over there that made a like a joke
don't
about his pug or something was a Nazi and like he made him and he went to jail.
He went to jail.
Straight up went to jail.
It was on trolling though.
It was on Twitter. I think he just did it on Twitter.
Was making fun.
Was it YouTube? It was either Twitter or YouTube.
I saw the video on YouTube and Facebook. So.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they use it. They see a place that we all congregate.
I'll just press the button right here and end it all.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Wow. You're getting a good hum out of that.
Off button.
So let's now lighten up the room.
Okay. There we go.
With a profit.
No more Alex Jones talk.
I'm going to get me a drink before we get into these boys.
Go right ahead.
I want to, go ahead and set yourself up one. Let's talk to you boys. Let's do what we always do.
We're going to go around the room. You guys can introduce yourselves so we have a voice with the face, with the voice or something. We'll start over here. We're going to go clockwise from radio right to left.
I'm Heath.
Left to right.
I'm Heath. I play the guitar. Been with the band for a
couple years.
Yeah, yeah, for a while.
Are you an original?
I am an original.
He is an original.
So
I am an original.
What's original? 91?
86?
No, 75. I don't know about that.
So, yeah, 74?
That's 74.
What comes after 75?
1976.
You came straight out of the womb?
Yeah. No.
Ready to go?
2000?
Yeah, 2000.
Like it's been a bit, yeah.
Is it really 2000?
Yeah.
So that's because I could have swore I saw you guys earlier.
No, it was 90,
it was a little bit. It was a little bit earlier. That our first when we released Fifth Gear, it was
99.
Well, it was 2000 when we released it, and it was the end of 2000. So
did you play at Andy's?
Of course.
Okay, yes. Cool.
Well, that's not a
Andy was an old friend
Andy's.
Of ours. Yeah.
Yeah. You meant the old
back
school
then. Old school.
Andy didn't own Andy's anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah. What happened to Andy, man? I haven't seen him in years.
I think he just sails around the world now on a catamaran.
He always had fun. That's for sure.
All right. Next,
Colin Dunn. I play drums. Years.
He doesn't talk much,
really
man.
About it.
He talks through his.
And you play airsoft.
And he,
yeah, and I play airsoft.
That's kind of cool. We're gonna have to team up. I have to bring you out with the Spectacle Boys, and we'll have some fun.
I gotta see this. I am Leroy, by the way. I'm Leroy. I have been the leader of the band for a number of years, and
yep.
I'm new to the band, but
you're the guy.
Yeah, so he's not the original. Yeah.
I'm not the original. There was one before me.
It was the guy from Los Lonely Boys. And he left. Yeah, yeah. To bigger, better things.
That's correct.
Or so he thought, right?
We don't want to talk about that guy because I heard some things about it.
And then?
I'm Sean Looney. I'm the bass player.
Nice. Well, we
are
welcome
you a veteran?
You guys.
Are you a veteran as well?
Halfway.
He's been through hell, that's for sure.
I picked up, halfway through the trek. And
all right, so let's talk about this history because
I think there's another member too, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Southside is. Joe is not here, but we
fuck
say
him,
hi
he's
to him.
Not here.
Yeah, he should have been here, but he had to work, so he had to be
sucks.
A normal human being for the evening. So
this is what you get for not being here.
Southside.
That'll kick us off on YouTube.
There you go.
No. So let's talk about this history here.
Right on.
Okay, so you're saying 98, 99?
I want to say something. Well, we started, my first band was called Outlander locally, and we played, good Lord, the first I was in high school, I think.
Didn't you play some shit at a McDonald's?
That was my first show. It was at a McDonald's. And the cops came.
You're old enough to be able to play a show at McDonald's?
I don't even know how we got that.
What McDonald's was this at?
It was in a different town somewhere. A friend of mine was
it's
our
not the Granberry one, is
manager.
It?
We were like 13 years old. He said, come play a song. We went out there. The cops shut us down. It was very rock and roll for us, of course. It was also
awesome.
Very scary.
Did it have the McHamburger?
Yes, it was still
right in the middle of it.
So I'm interested in the logistics of this thing. Would you pull up in a trailer? And
No, we had a truck, a pickup truck back then.
You have a generator?
You got to think. They're like 13, 14 years old. They didn't have a truck and a trailer.
Whoever took us out there.
They had their mom's
been my
van.
Mom or somebody.
It was a station wagon back in that day.
But trying to make it sound cooler than what
we
it was.
We honestly got paid in hamburgers and whatever. We could get whatever
That's
we wanted.
Hilarious.
So the manager.
That was my first gig,
So
honestly.
Who called and complained?
I don't know. Somebody there. Because
the manager had to see you freaking setting up.
Yeah, they were part
of
the thing, but
they were?
It was too loud. I mean, we were asked to come do it for some whatever. It was the opening of this particular McDonald's somewhere. It was fucking crazy, but
it was
yeah.
The grand opening?
That's
yes.
Awesome.
And we played it. And
how many songs did you get through?
I think it was three, and then it was a stereotypical like small town cop with the cowboy hat, and I was like, oh, shit. Even then, I knew. I was like, holy fuck, this is not good.
I bet you were a
you
rock
boys are too loud.
Star at school on Monday, though.
After that, yes, that's what launched it right there. I was like, this is the shit right here.
When the cops come
shut,
get us.
Yeah, we got shut down
we
many
got
more
shut
times.
Down.
Everybody thought that. You were the coolest thing in the world at school after that, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that was fun, man.
I could just see him now being escorted out of McDonald's in handcuffs.
Well, we didn't get arrested, but yeah, it was close. But yeah,
putting
that was
all
fun.
All their shit back in the mom's minivan.
So I saw down in Granberry, there was a Burger Box, and they used to have bands play. And I saw Brutal Juice
really?
Down there
oh,
at the
no
Burger
shit.
Box.
There you
Granberry.
Go.
Really?
Yeah.
I
want a
gig at
years
Burger
years
Box.
Ago. So
we can still get a
that
gig
That used
there,
to be the big gig place in Granberry.
We should bring these gorilla shows back.
Yeah, burger joints.
Steadfast
and,
never did
well,
that.
Well, you know, they do one up in Denton at the liquor store, the other Midway
the
Mart.
Public?
The new Midway Mart.
Mm-hmm.
They play right in the middle of the aisles with like all the food and stuff and the freezers behind you and stuff.
Yeah, I could see that there.
It's freaking badass.
Oh, yeah, man.
I want to get a spectacle show up there. That'd be fun.
Pizza joints, you name it. We played it all over the years, man. So
pizza joints are the best.
Those are always fun. Coffee shops.
We played that Samurai in Oklahoma, which is
we played a sushi joint.
We played a sushi bar.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And
it was
they were freaking.
Oh, do you remember that
hibachi
place?
Hibachi ended up
Samurai?
Right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
Speaking of sushi, I keep driving by Jesse Fry's Rock and Roll Sushi.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go try her roll pretty soon.
The fry roll. You do that.
Fry roll. Isn't that what it's called? The fry roll. The rock and fry or something.
Is it really? I don't know.
It's still going on, right? Or did they give her the boot?
No, I'm sure it's still there. You can go ask for it.
Well, you're in her band. Can't you ask her for me?
Man, get an in.
Matt wants to know if your sushi roll is still available at Rock and Roll.
Let me send her a message real quick.
Can we get a roll?
So, did y'all play Rec Room?
Yes. Wait,
that
was
one
of our favorite places.
I was thinking the first time I saw you guys was Rec Room
Aardvark.
Moving Atlas.
Oh yeah, those guys from Dallas, Dunnigan, and those guys. I even remember these guys.
And
someone
else, and I can't remember, but I remember being like, "Oh shit, this is a fun night of music."
That was our bread and butter back. We actually played the last night of those. There was two nights
we played the Saturday.
There was a Saturday and then a Sunday.
I think the first time I saw them was at Andy's, and we played with them and Carb.
Oh, yeah.
That was when I was working at the radio station, too.
Carb, I remember that name, yeah.
I was trying to think of the band that they split off into, and that band got signed by, like, Wind Up or something. Like, the guitarist's name was Marshall or something, and he started another band, and that band got a record deal. Like, coming on the heels of Drowning Pool and...
Oh, the Element 80 guys. Is that what you're talking about?
Element 80. But there was another... But this guy that was in Carb, he started another band, and they got...
Pretty big?
Yeah, bigger than, I guess, Carb did.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that dude's name was Marshall, the guitarist.
I was looking for y'all's disc, because I know I own...
No way.
Fifth Gear. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't even have a copy of those discs.
The band members don't even have.
Can I get a bootleg copy from you?
I probably can.
That's what he target practiced with for Airsoft.
There you go. Shoot through the Senate.
I used to have a copy of it, and then I was like,
yeah,
no,
dude, that's funny.
I've got a couple of boxes that are just local stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm missing a box of a bunch of local stuff that's like I boxed all my CDs up years ago, and they're sitting in the garage. So. Yeah. I need to go through there, but I thought it was in my local box down here, and I came out here to look so I could start ripping stuff.
Yeah.
And no.
That's why you made me bring back those Dusu albums.
Yeah, so I could rip them.
There you go, man.
I thought you were getting those ready for the cruise because you're like, you have to bring them over this week. I need them back.
No,
in Batman voice.
So here's the deal. I'm setting up, I don't know if I should say this online. I'm missing one.
Of the Dusu? No, I brought all the Dusus that I had.
What about the cupboards are bare?
The what?
The first one.
You only gave me two.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah.
See, still
so it must be down here then. I want to set
Jeez,
up.
I hope.
I want a setup on our server. I want to set up all the old local stuff that's out of print. You can't
that would be
anymore.
Cool as shit. Yeah.
Do like
so
a
that
radio
way,
show.
If anybody ever asks.
That would be really cool.
I can be like, here's access to it. Go grab it.
Old Fort Worth music.
Well, that's what
like
I thought we
old,
were going to do
Fort Worth
with
stuff.
The pirate. I thought the pirate was going to bring us on to play music, and we could have done a whole like 30 minutes of old school local.
Yeah, because
and then do
blown
our
away
sludgy
the
devil worshiping metal.
That would be way.
Yeah, cool. It would take us 4 years to load it all. But
no, I've been loading it.
Oh, you have?
I've been loading
it. So you're ready to go.
People
do
have
it.
Been asking for thumb
Look
drives. Like
this.
I gave Susie a thumb drive a couple weeks ago because she wanted a bunch of local stuff.
Yeah, so she can play it on the pirate, and we can't.
No.
No.
There's something else.
Hers has
There's
a remote switch
else.
In it. If she starts playing on the pirate, I just push a button and it.
Yeah.
It detonates like a.
Does she get a cease and desist order?
Yeah.
In representation of all the bands that you've played.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to do was have a spot where everything, and so I'm slowly building that out.
Yeah, because there's a lot of bands that even we remember that we would love to hear, but who knows? I mean, I had all those discs somewhere too, but
I want to find a Strap CD.
Oh,
remember
Strap? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of old bands that I would love to hear again, man.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Strap was badass. Remember that shirt they had that said, fuck you, we're from Texas? I think that was their shirt.
Who was the one that had the Ayatollah of a Rock and Roller t-shirt?
Yeah.
Was that Black Belt Jones or somebody like that?
Yeah.
There you go.
That we used to play with them at the Ridgely all the time.
I haven't heard them in years. See, look at this shit.
So are we going to spin it like a DJ?
That's awesome, dude.
There's the Moving Atlas. at all. Here's Dumpster, big Dumpster. Chrome bulldog.
Fuck, we used to play with Dumpster at the tattoo bar.
Plastic Tongue.
Plastic Tongue. Well, I remember those guys, too. Yeah, see?
Of course.
That's excellent, right? You should definitely do something like that.
Tendril. Ugly Mustard.
Tendril. Holy shit.
Back Castle.
Do you have any Cobalt Blue?
Cobalt Blue.
Yes, and that is like, Jason's cousin.
Jason
Cantrell.
Oh, really?
Cousins.
What about that band that reminded me of Mars Volta? Those kids. Well, they were younger than us.
Stillborn Nursery.
Yeah, too.
What they become? They become some kind of what was it? Guns of August or something after that?
Yeah, because they wanted to change their name.
And yeah,
I'll never
Stillborn.
What was that band that we always forget? Fair to Midland. You got any of that in there?
Yeah,
we used to Fair to Midland is in the big box too. But it was I'll never forget when my son was born 13 years ago. I'm over at Baylor of Grapevine, walking through the maternity ward. I guess my wife was sleeping, and I was walking around to where the babies are. You know, you can look through the glass, look at the babies.
Right.
The nursery.
The nursery. Couldn't think of
it. You know that thing.
The baby cage.
But yeah, in the baby cage.
The baby, and, the baby zoo.
I go walk around the corner, and here comes Drew.
Ah, he gives you this?
And no, he's walking in there, working there, and I'm like,
is this where you got the name? Please don't tell me
and
you got
the name. This makes me nervous. You're the lead singer of Stillborn Nursery, and you're working in a maternity ward at Baylor.
Yeah. It's funny because I ran into the second singer of Black Belt Jones at Arlington Memorial.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, them.
Look at that.
Black Belt Jones.
Yeah. And he was actually a X-ray technician.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if he's still. His name was Jack, wasn't it? I think it's Jack, right?
And there's some more modern stuff.
Let me see that Black Belt Jones CD.
There
might be a Steadfast thank you in
Moses,
there.
Which
Loaded Moses, good friends of ours.
I mean, y'all play a show with these guys every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. We played a million.
Let me see the Black Belt Jones. There might be a
best friends right
there. I just want to get stoned and listen to fucking albums.
But this is
can we turn his mic
on? Like to do.
Yes. Black Belt had the coolest production name, Stinky Pinky Records.
Is that their own, I guess?
Oh, yeah, they had that Jägermeister endorsement for a while, too. Remember they got to play the side stage at like
Everybody got that at some point.
Did y'all?
We did not. We were the only band that didn't get the Wild Turkey, maybe, but not not Jägermeister.
We were shooting for Wild Turkey.
Yeah, we were doing too much whiskey.
Yeah, there was some wild Jäger went nuts, and Monster was going nuts, because Monster wasn't even like a big deal yet.
Yeah.
They were brand new, had one little flavor, and... We're trying to get...
You get all these weird little endorsements. They give you a little bit of money here and there, and you wear a T-shirt, and you drink whatever they sell you, you know? But we never got you. Thank God, though, because Jaeger made me sick, dude. That's the only thing I can't drink.
They got Wild Turkey.
They think Fuzzy Tacos.
Fuzzy's Tacos.
And that was before Fuzzy's was huge.
Well, that's right. When it was right next door to the Aardvark.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all they had.
Well, it's funny because they also think Monkey Wrench Tattoo.
So here's
Let's
the
see
thing.
Here, Chaz. Remember Chaz?
Oh yeah,
the local show.
Chaz did
our
I go catch his band every now and again.
Our first CD release,
Red Leather.
That band Loki.
They still play?
Yeah, dude. I caught him over.
Who's that?
What
band? Tuesday Assassin, Sweet Tooth, Steadfast.
We just played with Sweet Tooth.
Bam! Y'all are think.
Nice.
Yeah,
Steadfast. Look at you.
In between Sweet Tooth and Dirt Merchant.
That's
and
awesome.
Pimpadelic.
Pimpadelic too.
South 40.
We have played with
Bloodhound
every single
Gang,
one of those.
Big bands. Iron. Remember Big Iron?
Yeah, we're playing
with
them
Saturday.
So
wait, hold on.
They haven't been
they're playing at the Ridgely.
They haven't been playing,
at
right?
That metal
this
fest.
Is the Metal Fest,
I
right?
Think so, yeah, this is
so
the
this
metal
is going to be their is Jalapeno?
I
oh,
hope
is he
so.
Playing with
I
them
think
and
it's
everything?
The
it's got to be, right?
Yeah, Jalapeno.
Big
yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan Lehman, he'll be there, all those cats, man. It's going to be crazy, I think. I don't know.
That's
we'll
on
see.
Saturday, right?
Saturday all day, starting at noon.
Look how we just jailed into that
Look
promotion.
Right?
Perfect.
It was 10
okay, so
let's teeing it up.
Look.
What time does it start?
It starts at 10 a.m.
Shit.
Yeah, breakfast bar.
We're
no,
gonna
just
have
kidding.
Brunch.
It starts
fuck.
At,
the,
it starts
at
it noon.
7-Eleven for brunch.
What it time are y'all playing?
You know what? We'll find out on Thursday.
Yeah, they haven't announced the
They're
going to
announce the
yet.
Lineup. It's a, it's
so
a
they're
going to
do it.
Well,
they
got the lineup, but they don't have the
7-Eleven
on the corner.
Yeah, we're going to play the breakfast.
So here's my question: if this is, are the now that they have the side room and everything, are they going to alternate bands from room to room?
As I understand it, Jeff Ogle from Lockjaw put it together. I think they're going to use all three stages rather than one room and three stages there. They're going to use
that was
three.
Chaos.
Yeah,
those
I remember
old,
that.
The old
yeah.
Metal Fest
oh, yeah.
were fucking crazy when they
yeah.
did that
because
you would just stand in the middle and go. Okay.
You had, and credit to Jerry. I mean, Jerry Schultz, the new guy. I mean, the new room, even the small one, is freaking incredible, man. It sounds great in there, you know, so he's going to have all three. And then that hallway in the middle, if y'all haven't been there yet, there's like a hallway that, you know, you can go and get to any of the three. So they're going to do that all day long, starting at noon to 2 a.m., I
think. I haven't been to the front one. The very, very front one.
Yeah, that one is it's the latest one, and it's awesome, man. The Ridgely Lounge, they call it. We played there not too long ago in the other room, but he took us in there, gave us the tour. They put some awesome speaker system in there. It looks freaking awesome.
So it's the lounge, the Ridgely Room,
and then the theater. Right.
So we may have an announcement coming up for too long about the Ridgely Room.
There you go. That place,
Matt. So
sounds great too.
He's done a great job.
Boy, the lighting in there is insane too.
Yeah, the lighting's great. Very cool. You'd be sitting there just kind of chilling, lasers shoot out. You're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, he did a great job to create something for foot traffic. Yeah, you can totally go see all three venues.
Yeah, it's good.
Here, you start here, you know.
We just got to get more people to walk by.
But that's cool that all three.
Exactly.
Even when, like, the early Ridgely Metal Fest were just two stages. Stages.
Oh, yeah. They were
it was still chaotic. And they would use the upstairs lounge stage, too, for some of the more chilled metal acts. But that was chaos. But at least here, you know, you just have the one hallway. You can all hop in and run back and forth. And see
gear sharing, by the way, could, you know, just if we're going to promote it out there, gear sharing, a bass rig is a bass rig.
He doesn't want to bring it. Are you trying to say you don't want to carry
your own
gear?
Dude, I'll bring mine, but I'd like to just leave mine up on stage. Dude, whomever it's designed to play,
put it on.
It's a bass rig.
He's putting
plug
it out
in,
there.
That's the way I am.
He's
gonna
go
collect.
Play.
He's going to collect money later. I think.
Here's my coffin.
I wish I was smart enough to set it up that way.
Yeah. $5 a bass player. At this
makes
rate,
good money at this one.
Dude, I'd pay my bar tab and have brunch.
Take it back.
Yeah. So, anyways, it should be a good show. There's quite a few great bands from back then. What is that?
Quick Buddha.
I remember that too. Yeah. Again, we've probably played with 99% of the bands that you're talking about over the years, man. Well, literally. It would be that's a great idea. If you guys were to put all that old stuff and start playing it, dude.
Yeah.
You guys
I would do cartwheels.
I would do cartwheels
like in that soundtrack and do cartwheels in your backyard.
Well, if I get it up, I'll
that'd be great,
I'll let you know.
What would you call it? How about that?
It's just going to be a spot that, like, it'll probably be like a FTP directory or just another something. It wouldn't be its own page. It would just be hit sitting on the server.
People can access
and
whatever.
Everybody can just access.
Well, we were going to bring Chris Ryan in for our history of metal shows.
Yeah.
That he would be good with this too.
Oh yeah.
If he would.
Yeah.
The Eagle.
He'd probably have a bunch
of
stuff.
Return our email.
Scarred Soul.
Dude. Those guys are still playing, I think, right?
Didn't
Scarred
one
Soul.
Of them die?
I think so, but I think they're still doing
like
it, actually.
One of the guitarists or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Passed
I
away?
I say so, but yeah.
I'm not going to say how because I'm not 100% sure. But
probably shouldn't.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, don't do that.
You mentioned Sweet Tooth. Yeah, we just did a show with them. That was incredible.
Zero story.
Flawless.
Freaking awesome, man, to see Sweet Tooth on the stage. I mean, heavy as fuck still.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, yeah. And they rocked Lola's. Like, it just felt like old days. It was great, man, so...
There was a band.
Need to bring back Black Belt.
Black Belt Jones.
Black Belt and Sweet Tooth need to play a show together. And y'all could get on
and
it.
Dumpster would be great.
I
love that band.
There was a badass band, and this was badass at the time, I thought. I'll probably go back and listen and go, they were out of Wichita Falls.
Angel Dick.
And you used to drive down all the time and play. Originally, it wasn't Angel Dick.
I remember the name of that band.
But
bring
back the Angel Dick.
They were badass.
From Amarillo?
No, Wichita Falls. And there was that club in Wichita Falls. They kind of that was their ground zero.
You remember One Ton had a fixture for a little bit, and they were badass. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were from Wichita though. I'm pretty sure they were from Oklahoma City, I think. But it wasn't Fixture, right?
No, it wasn't Fixture. It was and Necrogasm became.
Every single one of these. I remember every single name.
Necrogasm became them, or they became. It's Within Chaos, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they?
Within Chaos became. Yeah. Necrogasm
became
within
Chaos.
Chaos.
Oh, don't you know these guys?
I'm working.
You know those guys, right? Don't talk to him about it.
Just
cut his mic off. Yeah. What time did you start, man?
Why, when we showed up?
You're accelerating.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started having intellectual conversations. And I got excited. Wheels just started turning.
You're like, I gotta.
But yeah, so back to the Rec Room. I mean, the Ferrella Brothers, and before that, even when I very first started, we played the Hop when I was a kid. That turned into the Aardvark.
Yeah,
We then played Dogstar. You guys remember
Dogstar?
The
Dogstar? Yeah.
Dogstar, yeah.
The Engine Room, Mad Hatters. When I was in my first band, we opened
the Crossing.
Toadies.
The Crossing.
Yeah, all those places. We used to open up for some pretty big bands, and then they would kick us out because we were too young to be in there. But, you know, that's when I mean, I was getting hooked on it then because I was like, oh, shit, yeah, this is fun, you know.
Yeah. So, Down Low.
Yeah. Down Low. Remember that?
What was the Low Gear? Remember those guys?
Low Gear? I think they're still doing it too.
That's who we used to always play with.
Yeah. Isn't that the dude that had the. He was the first person that I ever saw that had tattoos on his face, right? Am I thinking about the right guy? Same guy?
Low Gear.
They're from Dallas,
right? Yeah, Low
Gear, right?
Yeah.
From Dallas, yeah.
Like the cybernetic parts on the side of his face.
And Wilt. We played with Wilt. We played the local show with Wilt.
Tuesday Assassins.
Yeah, Tuesday Assassins.
Well, there's a funny story about Tuesday Assassins here.
I didn't mean to bring anything up.
No,
reliving the glory days.
No. One of the very first shows, my band, my old band, Mobius.
Ex-Mobius. Yeah, you were in that.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That was the very first show we ever did, or one of the very first shows we ever did, was with Tuesday Assassins and our old DJs, because we had a DJ in the band.
You had to back then.
You had to back then.
Was that Seth?
That's one thing.
No, that
somebody
was,
scratching.
That's one thing
Josh.
We never had.
We tried to at one point.
Josh
called the lead guitar player, gentlemen.
Gonzalez?
Yeah.
But we had it in Josh's old leather shop. He had a leather interior shop, and we tore it down. And I have video of it. I have an 8mm video or 8mm tape sitting in the house that, as of yesterday, I just got the converter for.
The VHS converter. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm diverting the 8mm straight to digital.
Okay.
And there may be some. Very, very, very early Tuesday Assassins and 10-Gallon Stripper, which our buddy Matt Thomas was in, and early Mobius videos floating around here before too long.
See, that's the next thing you do. You dump all the music and then dump all the live shows from back then. I have videotapes of like old Nixons. I have old on videotape from way back, like a long time ago.
Great here video. I am again.
I remember that too. Like this was at the Hop. They started playing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they would always start singing. And so, you know, without fail, somebody would always go, I'm going hungry. I've been fucking with those guys. But then they got bigger and then, you know, legitimate, you know, thereafter. But yeah, man, I remember all that stuff.
I almost got killed by a large woman at Rick's in Denton at a Nixon show. It was right when they put out the cover, Rocket Man. It was like their first time to play it live. And this, you remember how Rick's was? Well, I was standing right next to the mains, right here, stage left, and I saw this girl. She was starting to climb over the rail, and I was like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing it. And sure enough, everybody cleared out of the way, and I put my hands up, and then I sent her head over heels, and she hit her head on the freaking ground. I think she went to the hospital.
I've seen that. If you remember, the Engine Room was the same way. They had that thing you could climb over.
I wonder if this is worth anything.
I can't even see that. What is that?
It's the very first In Theory demo.
In Theory, yeah.
2003.
Good Lord, man. 3-song demo. Surprise, not a cassette, but... Yeah, the Engine Room, people used to jump off of that railing. I mean, they would hit that. I remember, because it was this punk guy during our set. He had a mohawk, jumped off, and there was nobody really there to catch him. And he just checkered floor and just...
Ugh.
Knocked out, and I was like, okay, and they picked him up, and you know, but that was the Engine Room back there.
Wasn't
that.
There a girl at one of our shows? The I was once eaten at that place way out in the towards
the
Rendon.
Girl?
No, was it the Rock Dog or whatever?
Rock Dog.
She ate it hard and had to go to the hospital too.
Well, she's also the one that mid set you look down and she's just mooning us. And she's dancing around. She pulls
my
her
girlfriend
pants down
at the time tried to get me to.
And there is just butthole.
Yeah, right in our face.
Playing, you're like, oh my god! And then she climbs up on a table.
Yeah.
And starts front butt.
My girlfriend and Seth tried to get me to go home with her that
night,
and I was like, please no. Yeah,
that's Fort Worth rock.
I'm
and
not
roll.
Ready for this.
look at Heath. Heath is like, oh my god.
That's some tattoo bar.
Do you have any? Okay, before we move on,
tattoo bar.
Do you have any ugly mustard over there?
Ugly mustard. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord, yeah.
Cue it up.
Just turn it on. Yeah.
We should just do one show. Let's take
cue
a week
up, right?
off
yeah, play
and then just play music.
Yeah. I've always talked about wanting
Why
to
do
a
do
DJ show. Here is Matt Thomas's first demo when he was in PhD.
Nice.
Yeah, so cue it up. Don't they have little things you can put...
Are we going to turn
two
him
CDs,
off yet?
Little CD turntables?
Like some
like
decks?
Like actual record decks?
Like decks at a... radio studio.
Just go.
No, Clear Channel ripped their funding from us, man.
Dude,
they're like, you guys say
you
fuck
know what,
too
I'll,
much.
I'll find you one if y'all do it.
Y'all say fucking shit too much, so we're not going to be able to do this anymore.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. That is. So what's the so you got the big show, the big metal show coming up, Leroy the Prophet. That's I think the Eagles, they're promoting
the Eagle,
it.
Yeah, they have a couple of other sponsors out there, some Bud Light and
Bud
a few
Light.
Other people, you know.
Yeah.
So it should be fun, you know. We're going for that, and
our friends in the Dispositions is there playing.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna.
There's several bands out there that we're friends with that are actually playing.
Old school bands, some newer ones. It's gonna be a really good day. I think it's gonna be fun. And
after Airsoft, I was planning on coming out there.
You should, because
I gotta drive back in town. I was just.
Just come to check it out.
Would it be
like,
weird if I walk in full gear?
Yeah,
with,
no,
the
right
my
in.
Tactical rig
don't do
with
that.
All the
you
clip,
might need
the magazines.
That.
No.
I think
just,
that would be
don't
awesome.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'd
bring the gun too.
You,
we don't need an incident at the like a metal festival that they're trying to get going.
What happened?
I'd
think
party
they'll
with,
let you slide you know, once they find out it's plastic.
Well,
I could stand on stage with you.
It's getting to that point.
I think it would just look metal though.
I don't think the police.
I think it would be.
I don't think the police that. I don't think the police that show up are going to be like, "Is that plastic, man?"
No, I don't think.
Really real.
It's a metal fest. I don't think the cops would show.
They might be scared.
Like, I think he would just fit in.
Like,
I could just say I'm a riot cop and I show up and I'm just trying
to. He's fronting war for a night.
He looks like he was holding back people from moshing too hard.
I'm in all black, so I'd look like those Portland Antifa guys.
Yeah.
Antifa jokes. Yeah. So, do y'all have any new material?
Yes, we do, actually. In fact, I was in the studio today working on new stuff. So, we're trying to figure out how to do this new release. And so for a long time, you know, we've been playing some pretty substantial shows for years. And so we're trying to figure out what the next step is. I have a bunch of written music and what do we release? And well, so yeah. What we're trying to do is be the first band. I mean, it went from 12 song CDs, 10 song CDs. People started releasing LPs and then EPs. Now singles, so we may be the first band to just never release shit and just keep playing. That's going to be the way of the future. Just never release shit.
We have it recorded, but not for you to listen
you
wanna to.
You want
to
hear it, come to the freaking show. It's the wave of the future.
I know a band like that doesn't have shit recorded.
Only released live like albums, Gabe.
And this band, though, that doesn't have shit recorded actually doesn't play shows either. So it's like they're non-existent.
It's even better, dude. Yeah.
You have to be invited to one of their practices.
They're way in the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's so elite.
And they just lost their practice spot. Which what's going on over there?
It was bought out on Friday, last minute. Like, I got a call, and the call was
evicted.
If you have anything, you have 1 hour.
Oh, Daryl,
if you have
shit.
Anything left over there. No, it was my mother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, a different place is buying the house, a different corporation, one of those flipper corporations buying it. You have
investors.
1 hour. And I went out there to get the key out of the hiding spot, and it was gone. And I went.
The house was already turned in.
I went and looked at the camera, and some guy went over there and fumbled around. And I called her up. I said, so here's the deal. The key's not there. I'm calling the cops, press charges that this guy was on my property fucking around with shit on my property looking for the key next door. I don't know who this guy is.
Call the cops.
And if I don't get a key next door to go get whatever shit
get
we have left in there.
What was left
get
in there?
Get down. 911.
Recording shit?
Get up and get
the other leather chair.
Which you need now because you broke
the
one yesterday.
Broke
the
one last week. And then the other leather chair, two
public enemy
of the silencing curtains.
Oh, yeah?
And
did you get those back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And there was some just other hodgepodge. And I was just making sure because I think Dave said he was missing a pedal. So I went over there to look around.
What pedal?
Didn't see it.
Because I took a stack of them home with me that I thought all were mine.
I don't know.
Did he tell you?
I don't know. But anyway, so I was pissed. And she's like, I'll get the code for you. Because they put up one of those lockbox on the doors with the keys in it.
Oh, yeah.
And she got it. And I was like, all right. I said, that saved them because I was seriously... You don't come on my fucking property and start doing that shit without.
So he came. So he parked over there, came over and got your key.
Yeah, I have him on. I have him on four different cameras doing this.
Was it like where we were stashing it, right?
Yeah, and he went all around the car looking for. Well, I'm not gonna. The key for next door was hidden under the fender well of the bug.
Well, now we know.
Great. It's not ours anymore. So
yeah, it's never gonna be there again. So it's okay.
Yeah,
but it was magnetized inside the fender well. And so he comes over and he starts fucking around all over the bug, going to each fender well, goes into the engine, and I'm like, no, motherfucker.
No shit, dude.
You could shoot somebody for that.
Yeah, you could have killed him.
If I had been home.
Castle law, right?
If I would have been home, that's what I would have done.
I would have walked out with that airsoft M4 and been like, "What you doing, motherfucker?" And seen what he's watch him shit himself.
It's airsoft, so you could have just unloaded on him and walked back in the house.
Yeah, but you can't do that either these days. Because what if you go, "What you doing, motherfucker?" And he goes,
"Heart attack."
Oh, bam, that's true too.
You never let him know what you have. You just start blasting.
Oh, it does look pretty real. So
it looks extremely real.
No, he just gets stung by a bunch of hornets.
Because if you shoot him, then he's going
to
be pissed.
But if he goes to draw, I'm just shoot him in the eyes.
Gotta be a good shot.
I'm the Billy fucking Kid of airsoft right now. So
I want to do it. Like Colin, we're going. Brought it up. He's like, "So we're going. We geared up. We ready to do this, Colin."
So anyway,
give me a minute to refurbish some stuff.
Go ahead, man.
You got me back, right? We're gonna go do some airsoft.
Yeah,
y'all need to. So
drum and bass.
Y'all
right
have
there.
Y'all. How many releases do y'all officially have?
We
out?
Have two official, but we've released different things under different names. We had Leroy and the Bad Hand and different little things that we did for fun, you know, because we've been playing and then we would take not time off, but, you know, everybody has a career, right? So I'm in science, so I had to take some time chunks to get that going for a bit and then come back to it. So we've been working on this one for a number of years, right? Maybe two years. And
it's
then
been a while. I mean,
we had it. Go ahead.
We've had enough stuff to, I mean, between the two of us actually all of us, we have enough stuff for probably two or three albums.
Like, but the issue is, what do you do now because it's changed?
Do it all at
right?
once.
Yeah, just release, you know.
Yeah, just do the whole damn thing.
Here's a box set.
Yeah, box set. Your first release.
We're
going to
go.
Set.
Here's
gonna
what you missed in the last 10 years.
We're going to go opposite of the future. It'll be, we're going to release. We're going to do a box set.
It'll be our Chinese democracy. I got a friend of mine who keeps asking, when does Chinese democracy come out? Because y'all been working on it for
I don't understand your Chinese democracy.
I love working with Heath. He's one of my favorite guitar players to work with. So,
seriously, this
we
turn,
can make
this
it happen.
Did you hear that? Yeah. That gold?
Yeah.
I don't understand your Chinese democracy.
So,
but yeah. So, anyways, yeah, we've got things recorded. We have a plan to put out new music very soon. We're trying to figure out which avenue because we like to maintain control. You know what I'm saying? We always have, and you know, we're still able to get pretty big shows without a new release, and so people are always asking, and we have to get something out there. But it's kind of like, shit, you put it on Spotify and then you don't get paid shit. And, you know, what do? You put it on for a dollar on iTunes. So we're working on it. You know, we're trying to figure it out. You know,
go the me thinks way.
What's that? Just
you print it. You put it on vinyl. You put it on CD, whatever.
You need it.
Just sell it at shows.
Yeah, we thought about it.
It's not on anything digital. Yeah. If you want it, come get it.
Yeah. And that's the you know, I don't know. It's kind of like it's your art. How do you control it? You know, I don't really. We have never given a fuck what anybody else thinks, right? We've always done it our way, and so we just got to figure out this next step for the new music. It's there. People like it. They hear it live, and they're like, when do I get to get it? But we're trying to figure out when and how, so we're almost there, you know. But, yeah, in fact, today I did mastering on the single that we're going to try to push.
Where y'all doing it at?
So we're doing it at Twin Buddha Records. It's old school. The first two records were recorded there. We did some work at Foundation Studios, and then we're doing the mastering work here with a guy we call Big Worm. Always been our
Big
producer.
Worm.
Yeah, we call him Big Worm. Yeah, so we're working on that, and it should be. I mean, it sounds really good. So we'll see. We'll get it out there soon.
That's tight.
Right on, man. Yeah. So, but
that's cool. But yeah, like you said, you know, you're playing big shows. Y'all just did a show on July 4th
with Helmet.
With Helmet.
That was incredible. Yeah, that was like
Can't wait to get a
these guys
for
were,
this.
Yeah, these guys were like, what the fuck? It was funny, yeah. So here I am, you know. I always live this dual life, right? Half of my life is in science and the other half is in music. People on this side don't really know what I do on this side.
Is this a meth lab over here on this
side?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah,
the meth lab.
Chemistry.
Yes, chemistry. And so I'm sitting there actually reviewing, the story goes like this. I'm sitting at my computer reviewing micro results and I get an email pops up. We got a show you guys are interested in doing the show. And so I type back, blah, blah, blah. And I go back to work. They're reviewing more things, and they send me back, well, the show's with Helmet. Y'all in? I'm like, no,
it,
are you kidding me?
It took
him about 30 seconds to text me.
Yeah, I was like, of course, a natural reaction is like, is this like no, the Helmet? Are we talking about?
No tribute band.
Not Flesh Helmet like or anything. Like, we're talking about the real Helmet.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Yeah. And so, of course, we got that. It was a freaking awesome show. It was like, of course, you know, Heath and I touring and playing over the years, we used to just listen to Helmet, Orange 9mm, who else? Quicksand, all these bands from back then.
Yeah.
Always in the mix.
All those
and then
New York freaking New York bands.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right? Yeah, they were all New York bands. And then, you know, very influential, you know, for a bunch of bands, but us too.
That's how, I mean, playing Helmet stuff, that's how I learned how to play the guitar.
Yeah,
I mean,
just that playing Helmet.
Did you see Burn the Priest put out a Quicksand song?
He just went to go see them last time. I didn't get to make
Lamb of God. I went to that Quicksand Glass Jaw show.
Oh, I saw that they were playing.
I totally forgot about
that. I wanted to go to that so bad.
That was at Gas Monkey.
Gas Monkey?
Yeah, yeah.
That was in the last month.
Yeah, it was like a
couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Man, my radar for Gas Monkey keeps going down.
It's funny because I found another venue
in
the colony.
Good stuff.
There's a venue in the colony that's kind of doing that thing now, except it's more hip hop. The lava.
Outdoor.
The lava cantina or whatever.
So
I went there today.
Have you guys noticed the fact that all the bands from back in the day or whatever are all getting back together now or whatever because of the lack of current music that's coming out.
It seems like that, right?
I mean, it does seem like that. I mean, like you were talking about Orange 9mm. They haven't done anything in freaking forever or whatever. Now they're posting, hey, we're getting back together.
Yeah, they
all those New York bands are getting back together. Yeah.
So name a new rock band.
You going to get X-Mobius back together?
There are new metal bands, but name a new rock band along the lines of like a Helmet or whatever.
Or like Royal Blood out of England.
And they come over once every 2 or 3 years.
Whores?
And I love Royal Blood.
Yeah.
Whores is good, but Whores goes through.
Gosh, yeah.
But there's not a lot. But like back then, you could name like anybody, even somebody that wasn't in the scene, could name five off the top.
Yeah.
Now it's
and they were in here all the time. Yeah. You know
name a band that uses auto tune. Bow, 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 bow. Like, how many can you come up with?
Now we just need Limp Bizkit to come through town.
They will, yeah. I've seen some footage, though, for some shows they're doing.
I would go to that reunion show.
Yeah. You know,
keep rolling.
This guy, I didn't really like that guy.
So
older.
I freaking hate Fred Durst.
$3 bill, yeah.
I hate Fred Durst, but their band is freaking good.
Yeah, the music, I think everybody
$3 bill, yeah.
Everybody liked Borland. Everybody thought he was cool.
Yeah.
The music is really good.
That was my vote for Spectacle to do for the DuFort Halloween show.
Was Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit. Yeah, watch. You guys would draw a giant crowd, too, doing that shit.
Yeah. Everybody would love it.
That's the thing, too. Have y'all noticed the...
Well, the last person that around here that did it was our buddies. Oh, God. Just broke up.
Oh, at Panther Island?
Southern Train Gypsy did it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was badass.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's a great idea.
They did great.
But I mean, have you guys noticed how big these cover bands are getting now? I mean, just
tribute bands of bands from the 90s and early 2000s or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now those bands that they're covering are getting back together and coming back out again because there's a lack of music.
We talked
forever about
doing a
Helmet
cover band.
Of music.
Yeah, we have
it's not a lack of music.
Helmet.
Those
a lack
tribute
of
bands were making some
Pink
cash
Helmet.
Off of it, so they put all their bands
Flesh
back
Helmet.
Together.
Flesh Helmet is what we were going to call it, right?
Helmet, yeah, see, nobody's doing a Helmet band. That would be cool. That would be really
We almost
cool,
did.
Actually. Yeah,
we
that would be
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that was one of the things we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, back to that show. The coolest thing, of course, you know, fan of those guys forever. So here we go. You know, we've done a million shows, too. We come up. There's a, you know, their tour bus or whatever the hell that was. We're loading our shit in, and of course, Paige Hamilton hanging out. I'm like, is that Paige Hamilton right there? And he's hanging out.
I'm sitting there. I'm just sitting over there, and I kind of walk over to get a drink or whatever, and I was just like,
Paige Hamilton.
He's sitting there, and he goes, hey, and he like grabbed me and kind of grabbed my arm or whatever, and I was like, what's up? Right. I was like, hey, what's going on or whatever? I was like, yeah, hey, what's up? You know, and he goes, hey, have you seen this video? Fucking guy shooting fireworks out of his ass or whatever. That one that was going out right. And he was like, check this out. It's the funniest shit ever. And I'm like thinking, why is he grabbing me? I was like, all right, yeah, it's funny. You know, and I was like, all right. And then he just kind of went back to his thing.
And that guy's a genius on his own.
Yeah, he is.
They treated us like family.
Yeah, they were way cool.
That's cool, man.
That dude stayed. So a lot of times you'll see these guys, especially somebody that, you know, that's been around for a long time and all that stuff. They'll just leave, right? He stayed till every single person left.
Yeah, he talked
to
everybody.
He walked to the edge of the stage and sat down on the stage, and there wasn't one person left when he stood up and walked off.
That's how cool that is.
So I saw them when Mean Time came out years and years ago.
Right.
I saw them when Betty came out.
Right.
And they were with Primus.
Right.
At the Fair Park
Band
Show.
And they were with Sausage. And Rollins Band.
Oh, Sausage and Rollins Band.
They came through with that, too.
I remember that.
But then they did a show. They were quiet for a while. Then they did a show at Ridgely.
Ah.
And it was, you know, close to Ridgely closing. Mm. And they came out and they played. And they played stuff off of In the Meantime and then later albums. But they never touched anything off Betty.
Right.
Really?
The whole time. Like, they were just playing
Smut,
this
all
set
that
and all
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Then came out for an encore.
and played like the first seven songs of Betty back to back to back to back.
That's awesome.
And then when he's done, he's like, all right, we're done. Threw his guitar down, jumped off the front of the stage, and came down and drank with everybody and hung out.
Yeah.
That
and
is
he
crazy.
Hung out all
the
night.
The whole time.
And the rest of the band was like, yeah, we'll hang out too. And they came down.
Very cool.
Went up. This was back when the Ridgely had the very back bar where you had to go through the doors to go back there. Went up there, hung out with everybody, and it was cool as hell. It was a good time. And I was like, man, that's badass for
very cool cats
someone
still.
I loved.
Jonathan Davis's brother, his band, what were they called?
That one I don't know.
The one I remember that did, when they came through.
Who?
They could get back together, and I'd be interested in
who
checking
is that?
Them out.
Who is it?
They did kind of. They sounded like the Trivia, oh, Mr. Deadman.
It was like
Power Man 5000.
Power Man 5000.
That's Rob Zombie's.
That was Rob Zombie.
My bad. Well, what was Jonathan Davis's brother have a band called Edema?
The guy from Korn.
That's right, Edema.
I don't know.
Edema. But what about
Edema?
Who was the band that did that song? I got the keys to Gramercy Park.
I don't remember.
And was that Edema? One of the brothers or something like that?
I don't know, man. They should do a brothers tour.
Just brothers.
We're like
brothers of famous people.
Yeah, brothers of famous people tour.
Well, isn't Power Man trying to get back going?
We did
too?
That. We did that
should.
Show at.
Don't they sing?
We did that.
What song is this?
We did.
I gotta look for this song now.
We did that show at Canyon Club with freaking Power Man.
Canyon
Club.
That's
right. Yeah, Canyon
Club. Dude, Canyon Club was badass.
Yeah,
man.
We played with Power Man 5000.
Remember?
That was a long time ago.
What was that band that used to always play at Canyon Club? They used to always open up for Seven Dust in there.
Oh,
what was that? What were they called? They were badass. They were a local band. I'm never gonna remember.
That
it.
Show
but anyway,
wasn't, no, that was at Deep Elm Live with Static X, the Power Man Static X show.
We did the Kid Rock Power Man.
Oh,
show.
That was at Bronco Bowl Canyon Club.
That's what I'm
Bronco
talking,
Bowl.
Not,
same thing, right? Right. Same thing. Yeah.
That was
a long time ago.
That was.
I was
that's
there
nonsense,
that.
Dude. Are we still here?
Remember the Bronco Bowl? How badass! I saw System of a Down in Bronco Bowl.
I remember
them
that,
in like Incubus or some shit.
Tons
and it was
of great
fucking
shows
awesome.
Yeah, the Bronco Bowl was.
It was like
shit.
You were sit like yeah, it was.
It was
like dingy, dirty, nasty.
Yeah,
go bowl.
It was a fucking
my two
you.
Favorite shows there ever: Foo Fighters, Color and the Shape tour.
Yeah,
there you go. King Diamond.
That was one of my. Mine and my wife's first dates was going to that.
There you go.
And the second one, don't hate me, but Oasis blew that fucking place away.
They're good,
they
man.
They were a good band.
Talented
that
guys.
That was so
you know what's fucked
fucking
up?
Talented.
Good show.
I've always said that Oasis is one of those bands that I knew back then, hey, you should probably see this band when they come into town, especially there. Because they are probably not going to stay together. It's probably not going to work out.
It was so,
make comments,
and they were
like,
so
we're
fucking
be
loud.
Than the
Beatles.
Didn't the Stone Roses or something play with them too?
Yes.
That's
God,
right,
that was a badass show.
That was a badass band too.
Stone Roses, yeah. Yeah. Good old days, man. We could reminisce all night.
That was another one.
There's that show.
Mine and, like, our first dates were all concerts. Like, I took her to Lollapalooza. Because
you don't have to talk. You just kind of...
Yeah. Like, her very first concert I ever took her to was throwing her to the fire. It was Lollapalooza with the Beastie Boys, Breeders, Hole, Smashing Pumpkins.
Then. Oh, yeah.
One of those, Rage Against the Machine was on one of those.
I never
first
took dates
too.
To concerts because I want to go fucking get in the pit.
Well, I went and got in the
he
pit.
He still does that.
Yeah. We did that at Dillinger.
He did that at Clutch.
Brittany was talking about that because a memory came up of the Dillinger show where the trash can got thrown and me and Sean and Seth disappeared at Tree. I think you were out of town.
That's the one I was out of town for.
Yeah, that memory came up. And then I started thinking, I was like,
those guys are
so. You or Dustin or someone you're with always immediate when Dillinger starts their set, you always say, we're not going to get in the pit.
And then it's
and
gone.
And one of and us always like, it just hits us. And we're like, we hear that blam, 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 blam. And we're just like, but I think this time I'm sticking to my retirement because they're going to play again.
You're not
going to
do
Dillinger's going to play again.
You're not
going
to get in the pit. Man.
And I don't think I'm going in. I think I'm done pit.
Dillinger is not playing.
If your last band, you got to go.
I don't know.
You got to go.
They'd be dropping hints
one
every once in a while.
Okay.
It might be
they're all doing other stuff right now.
Yeah. I said give them a year to 2 years. After a year, they're going to start dropping hints, like, which it's like, been a year. So they're going to start dropping little hints here and
I
there.
I think next week the new Black Queen album comes out.
Make yeah.
And then.
Don't count it out.
Freaking, what's his name, is running around with suicidal tendencies, playing guitar for them.
Oh, yeah. They're coming through town ben, very soon, too.
And John Frum's a badass band. Have y'all heard that?
Can't say.
It's heavy, heavy, dark. Not, like not. Almost
that's their
like
bass
that.
Player.
You know, have you, so, do you guys listen to, any of y'all listen to death metal?
Well.
Like, the newer death metal, cool. The slower tempo,
no,
like the
I
Gate
know.
Creeper?
gate creeper?
Now makes perfect.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's
yeah.
pretty heavy, but that's what the bass player from that's what the John Frum sound reminds me of is like that gate creeper slow death metal
heavy stuff.
Type feel. Yeah, it's yeah. awesome. Makes you want to eat.
Very cool.
Pizza.
Slow.
Everybody goes, what's he going to say?
Jump on pizza
in the
slow.
Dark.
Yeah.
College. Okay. You okay, man?
Back to the show this Saturday. Yeah. Who's all on the bill? Do you have Lordy. The rundown? Do I need to look
know
it up?
The list. Let's look it up. But
30 bands.
Yeah.
I know.
Drowning Pool, Lockjaw.
Kill for Mother, our friends. Yeah. That's yeah.
Saturday,
awesome.
Saturday.
Big
Saturday.
Iron.
There's a lot
us.
Of, you know what's weird?
30
you know,
bands.
There's a lot of weird people, you know,
here, I'll give
you
a
we'll
list.
Put a message out there. And they'll say, this is not really a heavy metal festival. I'm like, do you know some of the bands on here? Because there's some heavy freaking bands on this
Secret
show.
But
Boris,
you know,
the
old metal festivals
Wesley,
weren't
though.
Metal.
Yeah.
There was a lot of noise
yeah,
stuff on
mix,
there.
Man.
It
you
was
mix
a
it
total
up.
Mix.
Yeah.
It's called Let's a party.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
pretty
all
much
it,
yeah.
You know where you got to watch our friends' party. Bands play and get hammered.
So we kind of get a, you know, what's cool with us is that we get to mix it up. We can play with the heavy metal bands one day and some of the harder rock, and you know, we kind of fit with everybody, so that's what I like about being
yeah, that
able
was
to
a,
play a show like
that.
This.
Was a deal when we first, it was kind of interesting when we first started because you know, everybody in our band came from a completely different background,
yeah,
like
yeah.
the of the original people that were in our band, everybody liked something completely different, and so everybody kind of brought something a little bit different
to
the
table, yeah.
And so then when we would write stuff or whatever, you know, maybe you know, maybe our bass player wanted to have some kind of Latin weird. Influence something whatever, but then maybe it has me screaming over the top of
yeah,
it or
yeah.
something like that. You know, we were all
it would always it was always fun, man. We could always play whatever show we wanted to and just shift the set that way. So
yeah.
yeah,
there's the band I was thinking of.
Which one?
From Wichita Falls, Intercore.
Oh yeah, they're playing. Yeah,
yeah.
I
oh,
thought
they
were
are?
From I thought they were from Dallas. Intercore.
Maybe that's not them. Then.
You're talking
so,
about
what?
Oh, here's the whole list.
Yeah, there's
oh
a heavy
gosh.
Band coming from there.
Did you see 100 Proof Hatred?
Yeah, look at that.
-263.
Yeah, there's some heavy
Let's
shit.
Let's see
there.
Here. You want to run down the whole list for everyone?
Run down the list.
Drowning Pool, Bury the Dead, Lockjaw, Big Iron, Attican, Secret of Boris, Leroy the Prophet. What are those guys again?
Those are the best one on the bill.
There you go. Black Star Republic, Driven Below, -263. Redefine. Redefine's playing this?
Yeah, they're bringing some
friends.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
Incur. Is that what you're talking about? The Intercore band?
Intercore.
Primal Concrete Cowboys, The Pantera Tribute, 100 Proof Hatred, Kill for Mother, Wake the yep. Fear, Under Oblivion, Saints Can't Lie, the Mariah Singer?
Yeah, Maria I think that's singer? A girl singer, I think, yeah.
They Were Giants, Outline and Color, We Divide, Orchids. Or Orchids? Yeah. Onward We March, Dispositions, we know them. Not my Master, Silo, Homesick Alien, Lud.
Lud.
L-U-D.
Lud. Our friends do, we know those guys.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hope
they're
not
good.
Listening.
No, they're good.
Deceived by the Fallen, newly added.
Attican is on there now, too. There's a
yeah.
few other bands. It's going to be fun, man. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Try to come out there if you can. It's going to be great.
Attican was newly added.
Yeah, so should be fun. You know, we have a show that we're taking that's going to be fun, by the way. Just
no spectacle.
No
yeah.
spectacle on it?
Y'all
Why aren't you guys playing, man? Come on.
Y'all got Heisman from the metal show.
Why aren't you being Jesse Fry out there and do a couple songs, man?
Yeah, I don't see that.
At Ridgely Metal Fest, man. That'd be awesome, dude.
That's
would be
awesome.
Funny.
This sounds
that
fun.
That would be awesome.
We're going to metal your entire Let's setup. Crank that BPM up. Let's go.
So speaking of future shows, like I was going to say... we're taking a show for fun, but it's going to be pretty good. I don't know if you guys remember this name. There's a band called Accept from Germany. You know
yes,
these guys? So
yes.
we're gonna open for those guys.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
At Gas Monkey.
Oh, Gas Monkey. Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to
be
fun.
That'll
be
cool.
That's in October. We're doing that. We'll see how it goes. You know, it's not really our genre, but they called us and they're like, yeah, I mean, why not?
Accept
is badass.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at what they played just in
Balls
July.
To the laws.
I mean, they were opening for Ozzy and Megadeth, and then the week after they play with us,
Balls
they play in
to
Mexico.
Is it Krat Rock?
Is it at the Bar and Grill or at Live?
No, it's at Gas Monkey Live.
It's at Live.
Isn't it Krat Rock?
That's cool.
Well, I don't know. Now they have new metal.
So they released
stuff,
a new
yeah.
album in 2017, and apparently it got
it's
a lot
taken.
Of like rave reviews or whatever. So now they're on this international tour.
Yeah,
so when they come through Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be...
We're going to play with them.
Except in Leroy the Prophet.
He explained it the
fun.
Best.
That's going to be... When is it?
It's October 2nd. Yeah,
it's a Tuesday.
That's going to be fun, man. That's
so put on your longest wig and
holy
come
shit.
Out on the
Bring
second.
Your leather
your
leather
vests.
Pants.
Hold on. I got to stop because on the 20th of this month. Wait. No,
this is August.
Never mind.
Looking at September. Yeah.
Shit. Slaughter was there. I wanted to go see Slaughter.
Slaughter. Holy shit.
Ogre is coming.
Yeah, they're getting some pretty cool shows through there, man. I mean, not that they hadn't before, but...
From Skinny Puppy.
Skinny Puppy, yeah.
The lead singer of Skinny Puppy.
Yeah, man.
Doing his solo stuff.
So that's going to be a good one.
Y'all aren't on the UB40 show?
Nah, we tried. But
I wanted to so
manager,
bad,
yeah,
dude.
We couldn't get on. They thought we were a little too heavy for that show.
Blue Oyster Cult. With
now that one, I would love Mothership, to go see it. Yeah.
Sanctuary. Novocaine.
Yeah, Novocaine's local here. They're going to open that show. That's going to be good, man.
Fucking Mother. Ministry is
yes,
December
they're playing
12th.
There. Yeah.
Jesus built my hot rod.
Manly Jesus and my hot rod.
Well, that show's not up here yet. The Accept show's not up here.
Yeah, it's October 2nd at Gas Monkey. It should be there, but...
So, Leroy, make a phone call so we can play with some Ministry.
Yeah, I would love to play with Ministry, but... yeah, we have to
make
pull some
the phone
serious,
call.
Serious
cool.
strings.
I don't even... Let's,
for
I forgot.
Make the phone call.
Ministry always has weird openers. Like,
I don't know if we're dark enough.
I saw them at the...
I could put some guy liner on.
At the Bronco Bowl with Dick Dale.
Dick Dale, yeah. Now, that would be awesome, man. I mean, you can't mess with Al Jorgensen, man. He's a great front man, dude. The first time I saw him.
Have you ever met him, Dustin?
Al?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's incredible, and he's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al's crazy.
I figured he's either really cool or you just walk away going, what the fuck was that?
First time I saw them, it was at a Lollapalooza, and he rolled out on a skeleton skateboard.
I was at that show.
That was freaking incredible. Was awesome. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a great show. Al Jorgensen is he's amazing.
And that's when
amazing.
They started playing Super Knot and Kirk Hammett and Jason Newsted.
Those shows
and,
were like insane back then, yeah.
James all walked out on stage and started playing Super Knot.
Yeah.
There were way too many guitars on stage for all the gear, so I don't know who wasn't plugged
who was actually
in,
playing?
But they were just...
just go for it, yeah. Pretend like you're doing it. Who cares?
Well, that's freaking crazy. So that's the next show after this weekend?
After this one, yeah, October. We have another one that we're in talks, but we can't talk about it yet. Coming up maybe in September, but we're not there yet. We have an ink deal on that, so we can't talk about it yet. Let's see if it happens or not. But
Between the Buried Me's coming back again?
Yeah, they got to do the second half of their LP.
They're on the Summer Slaughter tour.
Yeah. Well, I think they're probably going to come back and do the second half of their release, too.
I think.
Which have you burned through the whole thing yet?
Yes.
You guys listen to Circa Survive? I think they're coming through Gas Monkey too.
Yeah. They're with them.
Yeah.
That's that show.
Oh, okay. Summer Slaughter.
I think, right?
That's going to be a great show.
No, that's not it.
Circa Survive. I like that band. I mean, they're along the lines of like at the drive-in. Remember that? I used to love those. I mean, I missed them when they came.
I think at the drive-in's coming through too, aren't they?
Again? I know they did. I missed the last one because I was busy.
See, them or Mars Volta. See, one of the others.
No, you know what it is? It's Sparta.
Oh, it's Sparta. That's right.
They're playing a Gas Monkey too.
Which Sparta about, was
hey,
cool.
They
cool
were
as shit too.
Hey,
man.
They're coming.
Clutch and Seven Dust too.
Yeah, that's coming through. Clutch
Seven,
Seven
Dust
together.
Yeah,
Clutch and
Seven
Dust.
Is that going to be? That's probably going to be at the same venue too, right?
Yes,
Gas
it is.
Gas Monkey. Gas Monkey. Yeah.
Hello, Gas Monkey. Here, see, get that check.
Gas
Send
Monkey.
Me that check.
That'd be cool if y'all got on the Seven Dust show.
We talked to it, but we
it
talked about it, but yeah, it was a package. Thing. We couldn't get that one, but we did talk to them about it. But that would be a great show, but it's gonna be good either way.
Man, they got some cool ass shit coming up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, Seven Dust, man. We played with them
at the Warped Tour.
The Warped Tour, that was one of the best years ever. I don't even remember what year it
we
was.
We went back. We got there freaking. Early as shit in the morning.
7 o'clock.
Like 7 o'clock in the morning, they were like, okay, yeah, y'all are in a band or whatever. Okay, y'all go back here. So we parked our stuff. We were in an empty parking lot. And we were back there in the chain-linked area or whatever, in this empty-ass parking lot or where we just parked our truck and trailer. We just hung out there. We were like, all right, well, so we started walking around. We come back, and then about, I don't know, 2 hours later, the buses start rolling in or whatever. And Seven Dust parked on one side of us, and Black Eyed Peas parked on the other side of us.
That was
and
a mixed up
Eminem,
show.
Eminem was like right down the way. Ice-T was over there,
was
like sitting under a shade tree or whatever, just looking at some porn and a thing or whatever. Yeah. Like, hey, what's
I still remember. I'll never forget. You know, the Ice-T moment that I had backstage. He's sitting under the tent or whatever. He's got a solid gold grenade around his neck like this with stud diamond in each, you know, little piece of the grenade. It was the
sure
greatest.
Sure, it wasn't airsoft?
No, it was not airsoft.
It was an airsoft grenade.
But yeah, that was a mixed show. I mean, they don't do those anymore. Well, they're done now, right? But that was rap.
This was last year.
and punk and rock.
Yeah,
I mean, Seven Dust was on that. Mighty Mighty Boston.
Zebrahead.
Eminem. Blink 182 was on. I mean, it was like a crazy mix. Yeah, that was. And we met so many people that day. I was like, I mean, this is
the next year. We played it again the next year, and that's when like Long Beach Dub All Stars were on there. And
I haven't heard that name in a long time. Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
those
were fun as
were insane. They were the Warped Tours were crazy.
Yeah,
they
there was a lot of bands there.
When Dillinger played it,
and it was kind of one of those things like when you see these last few years, when every time I look at the lineup, I'd be like, I know like two people on there, but 4 or 5 years ago or from now, who's gonna blow up?
Like
they did on there because no one.
Well, that was the first time Eminem was like out on a tour.
No one knew who.
Yeah, I went around to get some food, and there's fucking Eminem getting a sandwich or some shit, and nobody knew who he was, sort of back then. And I mean, that was a great show. It was a big mix of people, man. I wish they would still do that kind of show. You don't see it, I guess, with Prophets of Rage. They're mixing it up a bit with rock and rap and metal, but you don't see that mix.
Yeah, like the
in tours, you know.
Good God. Look at this over here. If you could see this. This right here is a chart that I pulled up on Wikipedia. It's called the List of Warped Tour Lineups by Year.
Oh, dear
shit,
God.
Dude.
And it's got every year. It's basically an Excel spreadsheet from
somebody had
95
to
2018.
Oh, shit.
And every band is listed, and it's the check marks of what years they played. Look
That's
at this.
Freaking awesome, man.
We did that in what?
That is
90, that was
freaking
what, 99, 2000? 2000,
yeah, right when
2000.
The first release out. Yeah, it was at the first CD came out.
Well, we're about done. So.
Yeah, we're getting down to the
end. Yeah, you can go ahead if
you'd
like.
Wanna go pee-pee,
you don't want to say
we'll
bye
let
to everyone.
We're not gonna,
go ahead.
We're not going to
hold
you hostage.
Just hold it, man.
Hold it. Yeah. Like I said, we got to cut this one
or
short.
Or piss yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you guys got to do
Dustin's
got to
go assassinate someone. That's his side job.
Yep.
So
he's an
airsoft
gun. With an airsoft gun?
He's a sniper with his airsoft. Yeah, airsoft gun.
Eminem played
99.
There you go.
That's when we played it.
That's the one, 99. I still have that badge somewhere. The shitty little badge they used to give you back in the day.
CKY was that year?
Yeah. Look at the list for that year. It was freaking insane, dude.
Annie Flag.
That was before, the
Black Eyed Peas
back then were pure that rap.
That was before they had Fergie, and they were just
awesome.
A freaking hip-hop
That's before
band.
They went pop.
You know they played,
were awesome.
You know Black Eyed Peas played Rick's and Denton.
Buckle 9.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They were so awesome back then. I mean, I have pictures of those guys, but they.
Dropkick.
That was a badass rap band. Right
Dropkick
there.
Murphys.
Yeah,
they played.
Yep, they were on there too. See,
H2O. I don't know who that is.
I don't remember.
Ice-T, Jack Jasper. Did Ice-T do
it was
rap Ice-T, or did he do
Ice-T
body
and Body
Count?
Count
no,
did?
He
Body Count.
He hadn't done
he
Body Count.
No, that was that year Jake. Though. That's what we're talking about. Yeah,
The Living End.
The Blink 182 should be on that one too.
They are.
Yep.
The Molotov. Living End. I remember those guys.
I think was
Pennywise.
Lit, like, was Lit on there? Pennywise was on there too, yeah.
Seven Dust.
Lit, I think Lit was on
Simple
there.
Plan.
Wonder how many times Pennywise has been on Vans
War. That was their show, yeah. It was
Suicidal was there?
Suicidal Tendencies. I mean, I'm telling you, that year was a fucking
Unwritten
year.
Law.
Yeah.
Vandals. Oh, the Vandals were there.
Was Goldfinger on it?
Goldfinger, holy shit.
Now, was that Vandals with, what's his name?
Shit, I don't recall, man.
The drummer that's a badass that I love so much. Forgot his name.
What's
now.
His name?
Forgot his name. Never mind. Vision of
Neil
Disorder.
Peart.
No.
Neil Peart.
The one that's also got the.
he played. Neil Peart played bass.
That's got
on
the.
for that band, yeah.
Like
brother that plays baseball.
Oh.
Played for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Hit the home run. Shit.
A-Rod.
That guy.
It was A-Rod. You're right.
Not for the Cardinals.
What was that guy that played baseball A-Rod, and football back then?
He was in New York.
Bo Jackson.
He was also in a band.
Bo
yeah.
He was also in a
Bo
band.
Jackson. Bo Jackson. Yeah. He also played for Pennywise.
Josh Freese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Josh
yeah.
Freese plays in the band.
Yeah. And so back then, that's when they used to do the motorcycle jumping and all that. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah
all the cool stuff.
They
would set up ramps.
Yeah.
You could skate.
People
and
would
stuff.
Die during that thing.
Yeah. I was freaking walking through a chain link fence. Push that thing out of the way or whatever. And I was just walking through because you could do that, whatever, because we had these things on or whatever. And I was like, this is the coolest shit ever. I'm just going to push fences away and go wherever I want. I went over there and a guy freaking literally landed in front of me on the pavement. He missed the ramp.
Yeah, they took
and his
away.
Freaking leg freaking bent in half or whatever. And they had to cut his boots off.
Is that
off.
A MIG?
No.
Yeah, look at that thing. That's nice.
What is that?
That's a
that
June
is
bug,
a June
I think.
Bug.
June bug.
He's big, late.
Yeah, he is. Way late.
Way late. All right, so you got the show this weekend.
That's right.
Are tickets still available?
Yes,
are y'all
they
selling
are.
Tickets?
Yeah,
or
go to Leroy the Prophet, Facebook/LeroyTheProphet. We have a link up there. You can buy them through our link. Right now, they had a flash sale, but I think it's over. I think you can get in for 30 still. But 30 bands for $30, you know, that's a deal. Drowning Pool, of course, and a bunch of good bands for that one. So somehow we got invited to that. I don't know.
I'll come hunt y'all down.
There you go, brother. We'll
and
be out there.
If I'm not shooting, Velton will be shooting.
Yeah, Velton, man. I mean, Velton, by the way, good friend of ours forever, man. So
he's too scared to come in here. I've lined him up for two days.
I should have brought him in here tonight, man. Because
Well, we may end up going down to Malone's and doing a show. Hey,
That would be awesome. Yes. We would come down.
We'll
to
if you do a show,
we do it. We'll let you know.
If you do a show
for
Malone's,
the show, for the show.
You going to Malone's right now?
No,
just blow off work. Fuck y'all. Although I'm working right down the street from Malone's, so that could be. I could just stumble
after
in
party
like,
at Malone's.
But
yeah, that would be greatness.
Yeah,
so
if we do it, we'll let you know. But I keep telling him, it's like we're just gonna come down there and hijack the bar for the
night. It was good to see him out there at the Helmet Show. He called me, he was like, you know, I'm trying to get in. I was like, just come on with it, man. He had a good time. He took some. He always takes great shots. And so that was all. He's got his what's it called, audio head.
I'm helping him with that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So that's you too. Yeah. He told me you know, Dustin's a good friend of mine. I was like, yeah, dude. So he said, there's this podcast y'all should do. I'm like, we're already doing it. So he's like, sweet.
Well, hell.
But by the way, I mean, we've played a ton of shows, and people are always saying, hey, get on Jerry Jones.
Thank you.
Get on Jerry Jones.
Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and what we'll do?
Thanks for having us.
It's my fault that we've actually already gone 2 hours. Which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's
just
fast.
Shooting the shit.
That's
but,
good, man.
We'll have to hook this up again.
I can get hammered with the best of you.
When I don't work. When I don't have to go to work, we'll do it again, and then we'll all get hammered, and we'll just all crash out there on the lawn.
I can get hammered with the best of you.
We'll do it.
Or we'll go to Malone's, and we'll get hammered down
there.
There
you go.
With the best of you.
Before we release the single or whatever, that'd be great.
When that happens, when y'all get everything recorded and want to come in for pub, definitely.
In 2045.
Cool. Yes, exactly.
2045.
I can get hammered with the best of you.
We are still here.
When we release the box set.
Would you like to say it again?
Yes, the Chinese democracy.
Say it one more time.
I can get hammered with the best of you.
And what we'll do is, if we go to Malone's, we'll drink like crazy down there, and we'll just slide the ticket across to Velton.
I got hammered here. It was awesome.
We won't bring him next time.
No, because he gets hammered with the best of us.
Yeah, he does.
That's right. He does.
Are we really the best?
Bring
a
Hannibal.
No, it was awesome.
Lecter mask.
No, it was awesome.
Glad you had fun, Looney. Thanks for having us, guys. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for the shirts, stickers, everything.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget. Bring in some liquor.
Drink the scotch, man. It's good stuff.
You leaving that here?
That's for you guys.
Yeah, that's
really?
Yours.
That's my gift to you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dang. That's
awesome.
Thank you. I didn't bring that for me. I got this. I got the Wild Turkey for me. Yeah, see?
Nice. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
We will drink that with the best of them, of course.
Leroy the Prophet, you guys.
Leroy the Prophet.
Come check it out.
One thing y'all do need to work on.
What's that? Let's hear it.
Is your existing stuff, you need to get it.
That's true.
On digital
and
outlets.
I had a conversation about that today.
It's a complete pain in the ass.
That is in process right now.
Yes. What?
That's how it needs
stuff.
To be.
They need to get their
the
old
first two
stuff,
albums. Yeah.
First two up.
Yeah,
I
sure.
There is one for sale, I think, in, where is it?
England?
Korea for $400 dollars.
Yeah. Get on Amazon. It's available for about $75 to $400.
Yeah, you
want to
see that funny
really?
Thing? Yeah. I don't know who's selling it, but there's Leroy the Prophet.
Yeah,
one
album, like,
$400 or something.
And occasionally you may get lucky and get one that's autographed.
Are you tempted to buy it?
I might buy it. And then I'll get the residuals about
$10. What's funny is our
$10
other guitar player, Southside or whatever, I think the way he learned the songs was he got on Amazon and bought one of those.
He had to buy his
He bought our album off Amazon.
he still doesn't have one, so yeah.
So what you're saying is, I need to find this damn disc.
That's right. That's
and put
the,
it up on Amazon.
It means we're big in Europe.
That's the the new business model.
I'm gonna put these shirts up
Don't
tomorrow.
Put anything
I'll
out.
Rip it real quick.
Sell it for $400. There
Capitalism.
You go. Leroy stuff.
Is the best.
A love story. There
I wonder
you go.
If we could sell that pinata penis.
Have Looney sign it. There you go.
Yeah. We'll sell it. Dude, no party.
It'll be the Encelta penis that Leroy the Prophet signed. And we sell it. That's the most confusing.
Yeah.
And then we have to confirm
smash
that happened. Yeah. We're it's the certificate of authenticity.
Yes.
Some if you didn't make it to the party, then you weren't invited.
Some asshole in Silicon Valley is like, I ordered this from a temple.
Yeah, temple. They're not going to get it.
And, All right, so this weekend, Saturday,
Ridgely Metal Fest. Come and rock and roll, guys. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
All day.
Party.
Starting at noon. Get there. Stay till 2 a.m.
I party.
We'll be hanging out. Come hang out with us.
Party.
You can hang out with Looney.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen right there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, if he's going to start, he'll be down by about 4
o'clock. By brunch.
Does he do this on stage?
Mm. Yeah.
Depends.
There was a slight delay there, but yeah.
No, no, usually I have a little bit of freedom here.
He waits till after, yeah.
Yeah. We have the shot collar until about mid.
Then you just turn it off, huh?
That's correct.
Cut it out right now. 1, 2, 3.
As soon as we call the Uber, he's free. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot, dude.
No, thank you.
It was so fun. Thanks for finally having us, dude. I appreciate it very much.
We'll have to do it again.
We will do it again. Because of this guy's beautiful guy.
You guys are huge. You're beautiful. You're huge.
Huge. Giant. Grab him by the pussy.
Huge.
Whoa.
He's like walking out.
Yes.
Huge.
We will. I want to say thank you to everybody that keeps sending us emails. And congratulations for the 5-year anniversary. We'll probably read some more next week. Our guest next week is...
You are fake news.
The one and only Jesse Foster.
You are fake news.
Foster.
Where's she from?
From the Fort Worth Weekly. She is not fake news.
I don't know. We're going to have to talk to her about this. We're going to have to get into some stories on the Fort Worth Weekly that they talk about.
Jesse, you are fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Give her hell. But she's going to come in. She threatened to actually deliver us our awards.
There you go.
So we're going to see. We're going to see.
What awards?
From our
business card dispenser?
The three of them were owed.
Well, have we won three?
Well, we won. The
shit.
Two years.
You got to pay for it?
We got them fooled.
We won Listener's Choice last year, and the year before we won Listener and Critic's Choice.
Yeah.
That's three.
Oh, nice. Huh. Look at you guys.
They didn't give us anything. We don't have nothing. We had to have fans send us a trophy.
Yeah,
to make up for it because they felt bad for us.
Wow! So they don't actually give you guys trophies for winning.
No, you get plaques. Some people get plaques, and
we barely get into their events.
Yeah,
we have to lie and say we're in other people's bands.
I haven't been allowed there in years. I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say I thought I saw you at the award show.
Hopefully after the CD release or the single.
But I did get free Topo Chico.
That is true.
The last
mineral water.
Yeah, man, I was hydrated.
I
fucking hydrated
Mexican
from
mineral.
I just went up and ordered beer and said I was on someone else's tab.
Have you guys had that water test?
Jeffrey Lord's tab.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican
it's
mineral.
It's real good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Especially
is
with
really
Tito's
Mexico,
vodka.
Though?
Yeah. Well,
you put it in Tito's vodka.
I hope not.
Perfect.
That sounds like a good mix right there.
All right. I got to go to work.
All right, brother. Thanks, guys.
It's been fun.
It has been.
Thank you, sir.
Later.
Jungle, protector of madman, he faces and embraces. hatred. He tears out his own eyes. He wants to believe in. He wants to believe in what he cannot see. Wanting to be justice, freedom, a new messiah. Revolution, revolution. One less round in the chamber, one more soul to serve. Forever unforgiven, forever unforgiven. I have become the betrayer of mankind, and I can see his eyes. I can see my enemy's eyes. One last look into the sun. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven.
March on.